B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2 o'clock in Philadelphia and time for the best show ever. Now, your starting lineup. Bring in the heat. Ricky. The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. The best show ever here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 610-632-0975 is the number to participate. And we'll start right with our word of the day on 10-Second Song Wednesday here. And that is direction. Direction, because right now, two of the local teams seem to be in the right direction. There's a national thing where I don't think we're going to like the direction where things are headed. We'll start with both the Phillies and the Flyers. Phillies keep finding different ways to win this time. Oh, Schwarber. They're still people. Still. Schwarber should never lead off. It's the worst thing to ever happen in life. Bang, lead off home run, and that's all they needed. Taiwan Walker, fantastic. Steps right into his best outing so far as a Phillies. You know this is a trend now. Guys are having their best outings recently. Three hits. But if you actually watch the game, the Tigers' defense was pretty darn good. There was several more hits that were robbed by just excellent defense on their part. So credit to them. But they took care of business. Sir Anthony gets a couple Ks. Everything seems to be coming together. I'm going to say it once again. The Phillies are headed in the right direction. I know you don't agree with that, Hunter. And then also we have our Flyers, where I have to say Danny Briere, we talked about it yesterday, did a nice job. And we're going to have a very provocative question later on about their process, because it's off to a great start there as well. It looks like our local teams are headed in the right direction.
Yes.
And to the dismay of you.
I believe in the Phillies now, for sure. And look, there was actually, on any other night where maybe the weather was different, some of those shots, instead of the warning track and it being a flyout, could have been home runs. So I just think it was one of those weird nights where the ballpark and the wind kept the ball in play. But it was just an awesome effort after the leadoff homer. Keep giving Kyle Schwarber as many at-bats as humanly possible, and let's take this thing for a ride. As for the Flyers, I thought about it all night long. As you can see, I'm all flyered up today.
Excessive, a little bit.
Just a little bit. But listen, I saw a move that I really appreciate. I just witnessed Chuck Fletcher, and if you peel back the layers a bit, he traded a second-round pick to get rid of Ghost contract and then gave up picks to get the rights for Tony DeAngelo, who's basically the same player, yet here's Danny Briere, and he's acquiring second-round picks back, and he's getting these assets. It's night and day from what Chuck Fletcher was, and it just puts a big smile on my face because I really believe that they have a sense of what's happening in this league right now and getting the Flyers back on track.
Yeah, direction for me is all about a plan. I feel like Danny Briere and Jonesy, they have a plan. And, you know, to go out and get what they got back, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, right now it's about stockpiling players, having enough draft capital, and they're doing that right now. And I like that type of direction. At least you're telling the fans this year, hey, we're going to be rebuilding, we're going to bring in some young players, and then we're going to kind of build from there. I like that plan. Let's go to the Phillies. Okay, Hunter, I know you dislike the Phillies and you're not thrilled with the Phillies.
Oh, come on.
But I will say this much. They're starting to show some different ways of winning. Last night, you never expect the Phillies to win 1-0 games, especially at Citizens Bank Park. That, to me, says, okay, Taiwan Walker may have figured something out. He looked really good last night. But with that being said, I know you guys watch the game. I've never seen a team swing at so many pitches out of the zone as the Detroit Tigers have in the last two nights against Nola and against Walker. So, that being said, you're still winning the ball game, and you're absolutely right. The wind was blowing in really hard from left center field. It kind of held up a couple balls. Harper was pissed.
Yeah.
Harper was absolutely livid. He thought he crushed a ball, and it ended up, 4 or 5 feet in front of the wall. I mean, it's got to be a little frustrating for the Phillies, but nonetheless, you still end up winning the game. That the bottom line here is win the games when you don't have your best stuff offensively. I think that's a great way to go about it because you know this team's going to hit. So when they do hit, I mean, it's just going to make things easier on those starting pitchers. I look at Wheeler tonight. I think he should have a pretty easy time with this ball club the way they swing the bats.
How about Kimbrel?
Oh, he's on it. Struck out the side. He looks great. That curveball, he got it all together, Ricky. He's got it all going.
What fountain did he find? Because he found the fountain of youth. I just don't know where it is.
It's probably the man bun. I think it's the man bun. Man bun gives it great power.
I don't know how to feel about the man bun under the baseball cap on the field. I don't know how to feel about the man bun. No. Tell me that's not the mainstream look. A man bun under the baseball cap.
It's weird because it's not a snapback. So the fitted look pushes it down. It's got a little rat tail
to it.
There's
a little rat tail.
Yeah. With a little curl.
Now,
to
if
it.
He was wearing the regular hat, the bun goes right in when you go to snap it. Would that be a violation of uniform rules? For everyone else, obviously, wearing the fitted. For him to wear one that snapped and just put the bun in there, that's against the rules?
I don't think you can unless it's like one of those special days and they're wearing the snap ones. Yeah. I don't think you actually can, but that would be wild. A little fishtail coming out the back, that'd be interesting.
I think that would be better.
Rat tail.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that rat tail, but other than that, that guy's rolling along. They're going in the right direction. What? The Flyers appear the same way. Go ahead, Ricky.
What are they going to do with Alvarado? I mean, I know he's going to be back end of the bullpen, but right now things are kind of clicking really nicely with the Sir Anthony to Kimbrel thing.
You think
he goes in front of Sir Anthony, or he probably goes back to the lefty righty situations in the seventh and or
that's
seventh
that's
eight.
Where it'll be. Wherever the other team's lineup is, he'll use Sir Anthony or Alvarado accordingly, based off of if there's lefties or righties, and then from there, I think Craig Kimbrel should stay in the ninth for right now.
You know what it is? It's his stature. You know, he's not that big.
Yeah.
His ball actually looks to be going uphill when he throws it.
It's jumping on guys.
And 97 miles an hour, for crying out loud.
He's found that again. And another tip of the cap to Dombrowski. There were people who questioned that move thinking, oh, well, what does he have left in the tank? And remember early in the year, he wasn't sharp right at the beginning. Basically, none of the guys were other than Alvarado in the very beginning. And now it looks like he's figured it out. So things seem to be going in the right direction there. 610-632-0975. Flyers as well. Now, this LIV golf thing, I know not everybody's a big golf fan. I recognize that. Even if you golf, that doesn't necessarily mean you spend your weekends watching the game. I know Ricky Pitalico, for example, is a big golf fan.
I like it.
But going beyond this, LIV golf, just so we're clear, because I know some people don't know the specifics of this. No one watched it. They couldn't get any sponsors. They overpaid. What I mean by overpaid is they were paying all those players to get fans and sponsors to care. Neither cared at all. They were getting thousands of viewers, not tens of thousands. Like, they would go to major markets to do something, and there would be 3,000 people watching them total. But solely because of money, they're now, quote, merged with the PGA. And I know because it's golf, there's people that could just let that slide. We talked about this early in the show when this first started buzzing and how this could possibly be problematic. Now, imagine this. What if they just decided tomorrow to have a baseball league? It's baseball season right now. And then they go to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's making a lot of money, right? Trey Turner. They go, I know you guys are making a lot of money. You can come over to my league. How much you making, Bryce? $300 each? We'll give you each $600 million each to come to our league. Huh. We don't care if people watch it. We don't need sponsors. We're just going to give you money.
And you only have to play three times a week.
Yep, you only have to play three times a week. And then they go to Trout, and they just pick off a bunch of the players. You know what MLB would then do? Because their stars would get picked off? They would want to merge with that group. Just so you know, this could be the first step of a foreign entity, regardless of where the foreign entity is. I'm saying they could be from Italy. They could be from Canada. They could be from Mexico. They could be from wherever. Iceland, I don't care. Let's say someone in Iceland had enough money. And it's decided, hey Crosby. Hey, you know, we're just going to pay you unlimited. Ovechkin, you're going to break Wayne Gretzky's goals record. Yeah, how about you break it in our equally good pro league? And you just start paying guys. And then the NHL goes, oh, no, we're losing our stars. McDavid, come, we'll give you $1 billion. We don't care. The money's no object. They're sitting on a fund north of $600 billion. And they can do whatever they want with it. What if they go to LeBron? hey, Maxie, I know you're about to sign a max. Well, our max is $60 million a year over here. You want to come over and play for our league? And they don't have to worry about sponsors, streaming, anything, fan attendance. You see, the NFL, we always say, oh, well, the NFL does whatever they want. The reason they do whatever they want is because no matter what, the fans still watch it. Imagine a scenario where they take over the NFL and they don't care if the fans watch it. We never thought about that because that doesn't make sense with capitalism in America. But what if you just want to take over just to take over? Because what was Liv's goal? Their goal allegedly was to help the player, but what was their actual goal? They didn't make any, if by any business sense, they've done nothing but lose money, but now they control golf worldwide.
It's about power then.
Right.
Control and power.
Control and power. What if they decide they want to do that with one of our four major sports? How will we react? If they decide to take over MLB, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, and they do it not because of you, not because they want to make money, they do it just because they can do it.
Well, we'd be naive to think that that wouldn't be the case. Like, I think it's actually trending in that direction. It starts with golf. We already see some massive contracts going out to soccer players out there. So I think it's only a matter of when that starts to happen, not if that starts to happen. And it'll be fascinating to see our reaction because we know money speaks. And we just saw the fraud on the PGA. He looked like a moron for saying statements not too long ago. And now it flipped with this. Yeah, I mean, it's a mess. And I truly believe it's hard to picture it, but I truly believe it's going to happen to some degree with these major sports because there's too much money being thrown around.
What do you guys think about the NFL in that? I mean, the reason why I think the NFL is the safest, but follow me on this. I think they're the safest because football is more or less just an American sport.
Yep.
I mean, Canada, North America.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe they play in Saudi Arabia.
No.
I don't think they play football, so I think you're pretty safe on that one. Baseball would be the one where I'd be like, ooh.
Basketball's played in more countries right now.
Basketball's played everywhere.
It's just number two to soccer as far as worldwide participation.
Who's the greediest, though?
Well, this is
the NFL.
The NFL's the greediest. So if they, and already NBA says we're taking their money. You just have to imagine. Think about a world where they really don't care about you. And what I mean is, no matter what they say, all these sports care if you watch. Liv legit didn't care if you watched. They didn't have a mechanism for you to watch, and they still didn't care. Imagine then, we'll have football 7 days a week, and you go, oh, that's good, yeah. Okay, and so your team is on, and you can't go to games and all that kind of stuff. And what if they put the games on when they decide? There's a 9 a.m. game. Why? Because we said so.
True.
They can do whatever they want.
A back-to-back?
Yep, they can do whatever they want.
Sure.
That's the thing.
It's scary.
It's scary because the money will talk. And clearly, to this point, there's been no one willing to stand up to him. Other than Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods.
Has anybody heard from Rory yet?
Yeah, he spoke. He said he still hates Liv. He said it, like, out loud. I still hate Liv. I totally understand why the fans think the Monahan guy is a fraud. Like, he spoke out, but he's like, at this point, though, he plays for the PGA Tour. So
he can't do anything about it.
So what he's saying is, I hope that the values that I was preaching with the PGA continue. But that's all he can do.
Yeah, no.
It's above him now.
It's crazy. This whole thing is, it seems like it came out of the blue, but obviously it did not.
No.
Because these things don't get done in one day.
Not with this many billions of dollars flying
around.
Not with
that kind of money. No. And by the way, let me make a little public service announcement. This is from Scott Lauber, because I've been asked already on Twitter. They're hearing that MLB is closely monitoring the air quality situation in Philadelphia and elsewhere. As of right now, the plan is still for the Phillies and Tigers to play at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Well, if the game does get postponed, we will let you know immediately. We have 10-second song today. One person will win a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company on Thursday, June 15th at Citizens Bank Park. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com, plus a pair of FanFest tickets. Yes, we will give away not just one, not just two, not just three, four people today will win pairs of FanFest tickets. And the theme for 10-second song today is one-hit wonders. You get a one-hit wonder, you qualify for the Dead & Company tickets and the FanFest tickets as well. We'll be back. Big show ahead here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ninety-seven. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Word of the day, direction. Like the direction the Sixers, that the Phillies are going in. Like the direction the Flyers are going in. Do not like the direction that we could be going in with this LIV Golf thing, where you could be completely have no success whatsoever. But if you have enough money, you can just take over sports, and the fans can truly, truly just not matter at all. And I say that knowing that the NFL are all jerks, but they're jerks because they know the fans will watch it. Imagine a scenario where the NFL goes, hey, we're going to start putting the games on OnlyFans. And they go, why are you putting it on OnlyFans? No one's going to watch. So?
So what?
And they get, and then they put them on OnlyFans, and like six people watch them, and they go, so? We got, somebody wrote a check big enough to where we don't care about ads. Then good luck getting a player. If they don't care about ads, the players then can do whatever they want. You think somebody's getting run out of the league for domestic violence if there's no ads?
Nope.
The players can then be straight gladiators to the point where people could die, and they would go, so? We got a big check. Like, the not needing money thing was not supposed to happen.
Right.
And it legit happened, where they straight don't need money.
Right. They don't even care about the sport at all. Look, some of these guys aren't great at their jobs. Like, Gary Bettman, I'm not going to tell you, Gary Bettman. But at the end of the day, he does care about the product. He might not be pushing the right buttons and all, right. But imagine people in power who push the wrong buttons and also don't care about the product.
Right,
that's a problem.
Oh, we're putting the games on 2 a.m. Why? Because overseas somewhere, somebody wrote a check, wants the game on 2 a.m. Well, no one's going to watch it. So?
So what?
This is going to be interesting because their board of directors are, I guess the Saudi guy is the leader.
Uh-huh.
And then Monahan is the CEO.
Yeah.
And then it's mainly PGA Tour guys on it.
Right.
So I guess they did that. I'm sure the PGA did that so they could make decisions. But you're right. At some point, it's going to be about the money and who has more money and who's going to be able to take over more.
I'd be rioting if I turned down $300 million and then I'm end up in the same exact league as everybody else who ran and took the cash.
Uh-huh. That's why Rory's got the red ass.
That's why. Pissed.
And imagine they go to Bryce Harper for this baseball league, and Bryce is like, no, I'm loyal to the Phillies. And then Trey Turner goes, gets twice the money, and then they go, oh, we're merging the leagues, and now they're back teammates again.
Well, I was asked that last night by one of the producers here, and he said, all right, if you were offered $50 million back in the day, what would you have done? See ya.
Right.
It's hard to say no to money like that.
Right.
And, you know, you can't judge anyone for taking the money.
I believe a lot of it's up front.
It's almost all
up front. Almost all of it.
Almost all of it's up front. They'll just give you the check.
They're liquid, yeah.
Yeah, like, here you go.
They have money.
They'll give it to you in small bills if you want. They'll drop off a truck.
Think about this.
And you can keep the truck that has the money in it.
If they did this in baseball, they would cut it down. You'd go 3 or 4 days a week you would play.
Uh-huh.
You'd have 3 days off a week, and you're making quadruple the money. I mean, why wouldn't you take it?
And they wouldn't care if a Nabisco, if a Kellogg's, if a Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light bought a single ad.
But they would take it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the league would do that and then not care. The whole point of this is they want ads. They want people to actually buy the seats and pay for the suites and the luxury boxes and the tickets and selling out concessions. What if none of that mattered?
Ricky, imagine how long your career would be if you only have a pitching staff that pitches, you know, so much less.
20 years.
You only need three guys in your rotation.
Or maybe you still have four, but you only play three games a week. Like, you're not pitching as frequently.
You don't even pitch every week. I still have my arm.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have.
That would be unbelievable. I mean, it very well could happen. I don't know if it would. I don't know about the guarantee. See, they have guaranteed contracts already in Major League Baseball, so you can't just break that contract.
Yes, that guaranteed contract's to play for Major League Baseball.
I guess you would be, because it would be a completely different business.
It's a different business. You can sue me. I'll pay you back what I owe you.
Well, the Saudis would probably do that.
Of course.
They would.
This is why this could be a dirty game. This is not something to play with.
This could get crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you're really kind of bugging me out now.
We're one step away. That's why the golf is almost a distraction. They're getting top guys to leave the Premier League to leave the best leagues in the world for soccer to go to Saudi Arabia to play part-time for 12, 15, 20 times the money.
That's unreal. It really is.
And that soccer money's way more than the football, even baseball money. And they're giving them raises from that money without even blinking.
And that's probably less games, too.
I truly believe that this is going to happen. We're not the ones talking into existence, but you'd be naive to think that we're just throwing things out there and seeing if it sticks. This is legitimate. We're watching it already happen in two leagues. It's absolutely going to happen. It's going to happen.
They could literally go after ownership and say, well, yes, I'll pay you X amount for your team.
Yes.
Just to sneak in, if you think about it.
I truly believe Josh Harris jumped into the NFL because somebody's going to jump, and it's going to be a limitless jump. We want $10 million for your team, $20 billion for your team, $30 billion for your team. It doesn't matter. In fact, how long before they change the rule where you can own more than one team?
Huh.
All of that's in play now, and that's why we can't get distracted of, oh, I don't like golf. No. This has absolutely kind of nothing to do with golf. Golf might just be the entry point. Because if you notice, basketball is a bigger worldwide game than golf. And it's just sitting there.
Sure. I mean, you look at a lot of the talent, too, coming around the whole entire world at this point. Porzingis and Luka and Giannis and the whole world.
When was the last time an MVP came from North America? You got Embiid, Giannis, Jokic. You guys aren't from here. Then Tatum might be the next North American SGA, maybe. These guys are coming from all over the world. And there's this. I'm just saying, we'll get into it. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's kind of locations in Ben Salem, King of Prussia, Pennsauken, or Westchester today. And now let's finally get to the Twitter poll with one Jen Scordo. Hello.
Hello there. All right, is Kyle Schwarber's uptick in June really a thing? You can answer he's Mr. June, or it's just a coincidence. Right now, early votes have he's Mr. June winning at 87%.
He is Mr. June.
You want to give me a hard time about what I said previously about the Phillies? Then, hey, Ricky, Mr., I don't believe that just the calendar flips and then he starts taking off. I have a hard time believing that,
but it's truth. It's truthful with him.
It is truthful with him. He's Mr. June.
I'm serious. Come on. Every June it comes around and you're like, we're waiting for Kyle. And all of a sudden, June comes and he's banging balls all over the ballpark.
It can't be denied.
Well,
I'm here for it.
Yep, 610-632-0975. All right, we've spoken a lot. On the other side, we open it up to the people. Oh, and at 4 o'clock, we'll get an Eagles update with Tim McManus after their, optional workouts. Lane Johnson's back in the house. Said he feels great and he's moving great. A lot of updates to get to from that as well. But we'll run the phones on the other side and begin our 10-second song for Fan Fest and Dead & Company tickets here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever. 610-632-0975. We're in the day direction. Talking about both the locals and then obviously this LIV Golf thing, and try to think a little bit bigger. Again, no one went to watch those golf matches. No one watched them. No one sponsored them. And now they now fund the PGA.
It was a bad product, too. Did you ever try to watch any of
it? Horrible.
It was a bad product.
It was horrible. No one liked it. No one sponsored it. Nothing.
I didn't even know where to find it, but it was CW, wasn't it?
Yeah, this year. First time they just did it with nothing. They did the first year of it with nothing. You couldn't even stream it. No sponsors. Nothing. Golf. an elite game that has high money sponsors because it's an expensive game to play, frankly. Therefore, those that watch golf and play golf have a lot of disposable income. They decided that it didn't matter in golf if they had advertisers. Imagine a scenario where they don't care if football does. And they have football fans have significantly less disposable income than golf fans. There's more of them. But there you're talking about, I know people who their vacation each year is the Eagles road game. That's the vacation. They're not going to Aruba. They're not going to the Bahamas or to Europe. They're going to Miami when the Eagles play the Dolphins.
My fear,
that's
though,
their vacation.
My fear with the football side of things is we know we're suckers. We know humans are suckers for football, where Liv is going to have fun and have you all on strings, and we're going to be sitting there like puppets absorbing anything that they do.
Right, including
the last thing you want.
Right, absolutely. But how about if they decide a Thursday 9 a.m. game?
That would suck.
But are people going to take off work and watch it?
Probably. Especially working from home now. They have their laptop on their little desk right next to the couch, and they'll just move the mouse pretending they're doing something.
Yep. And we're getting ready to get to the phones now and the 10-second song today.
And just to put this into perspective, the LIV Golf had 290,000 viewers on Sunday, and the PGA Tour had 2.42 million.
And LIV just took over the PGA.
Yeah.
They could call merger. The merger, who won the merger? The one with the money. Who had the money, LIV?
They're the only ones putting money in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And they're the ones in charge. They will play a 10-second song, pair of tickets to see Dead & Company on Thursday, June 15th at Citizens Bank Park. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Plus, four people will get a pair of Fan Fest tickets. Let's start it off. Mike in Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, how are you?
Good. I just want to touch on this new era with the Flyers led by Danny Briere and Keith Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jonesy's still doing between the benches gig right now, but maybe I'm already getting roped in too early, but I think this whole Danny Briere is the GM with no previous experience, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the guy. I mean, with this one trade alone, selling on a guy where you could make the argument his value was at his lowest, still got a first, got a second, roped LA in the retaining part of Provorov's salary, got a second and a decent prospect along with it. Then, you know, I think we're all expecting a haul for Carter Hart. I know I'm hearing Montreal's interested. Broads, maybe you can attest to this. I'd love to see Lane Hudson in orange and black. Wouldn't he be exciting?
Sure.
See him?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of names that I'm intrigued by.
What about, I heard this morning on Jeff Marek's and Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts,
yeah,
the San Jose Sharks are interested.
Yeah.
Well, but right, but Mike,
the fourth overall pick?
No, you're not getting that. But
no, I don't. I think where you get maybe is five. Can you go from seven to five? And is it worth it? Is there much disparity between who you're getting at five and seven to use another asset to make the jump? It's possible.
But you're jumping the gun, Mike. A lot.
Yeah.
Because what if the player he pick a seven stinks? What if the player they take a 22 sticks?
So you're saying jumping the gun in regards to believing in Briere?
No, he was saying Briere was the guy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Getting the assets is cute.
Right.
What he does with the assets is the money. Hickey was great at getting assets. He stunk at executing once he got them. Briere's not the guy until he has at least one good draft.
I agree with that. I got no problem with that.
Do you want to play the game, Mike?
Yeah, sure, I'll play the game.
All right, one hit wonder.
I'm a huge jam band fan, but you know.
Then you also have the Fan Fest tickets. You can come see us at Fan Fest.
Absolutely.
Go right ahead there, Jim.
All right.
I got you.
No, I'm drawing
Return
a blank.
Return of the Mac?
Return of the Mac is correct.
That's right.
Well done. It's been played here.
Yep. And I've gotten that one in the past.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
that felt good.
You are Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, it's Jude.
We're going to leave them all.
The leadoff home run right there for you.
How about that? Now, look, Charlie O'Connor put this in The Athletic, and I think it's an easier way to visualize the trade. If you break it down as Danny Briere made two trades, really. You got a first rounder and a 2024 second rounder for Provorov, and then you got a second round pick and that prospect for swallowing the contracts of Walker and Peterson, and that's what he did. And for Eddie, because I actually saw this, Provorov's a good player. He logs 25 minutes. You should actually want him back here. And I'm thinking, look, the Kings ate money. The Blue Jackets weren't willing to just take Ivan Provorov. No. The Kings had to take 30% of that deal to be willing to bring him in. There's something right to that. He's not as good. He may have 8, 28, 25, 26 minutes, but that's because there's no one else who's actually good enough to eat those minutes above him. You weren't good, and he was a main reason why you weren't good, because Provorov was playing too much.
He hasn't gotten better since the bubble, either.
No!
He has not. He's not a better player right now than he was in the bubble. In the bubble, I thought he was going to be like my personal friend, Eric Desjardins. He was not.
No.
He wasn't Mark Howe. He was not any of the guys they were comparing him to in Flyers lore. He didn't develop. He stopped getting better.
He thought he was more offensive than he was, and he got mad when he wasn't on the power play. Being a number one defenseman isn't the sexiest thing in the world. Stick on puck, body on body in the corners, make good outlet passes, tape to tape. You do all the little things that isn't really flashy, but I think he's too worried about jumping up into the play and scoring goals and then removed all the important parts of the game, and that's why he is where he is.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him. I don't.
No.
He'll be all right. I mean, he's still getting paid.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, goodbye. Jerome in Sicklerville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, Jerome. How you doing? I love the show, you guys. I know you're going to hate when I'm going to say I know it already.
Uh-oh.
You know, I love Embiid. I do. But this league is won by shooters. I think it's a great idea to see if they can trade him to Golden State. They got a couple good shooters on the team that's on the bench that want to play.
Do they?
That's a no.
Poole and the other guy is a good shooter.
So I'm going to trade Embiid for Jordan Poole?
Oh, man, I'm sick.
And the other one, but they're good shooters.
We mean, you
shooters,
can't just say the...
I went to hell, let's just trade away the MVP.
You can't say the other ones. If you don't know their names, they're not that good, Jerome.
There's one guy I'll trade Joel Embiid for to Golden State. His name's Steph Curry. That's
it. How about this? I mean, we also never talk about a good power forward for this team. Who's the power forward for this
Tobias
team?
Tobias is the power forward.
Or PJ.
Or PJ Tucker.
Come
PJ.
On now, stop it. Stop it.
Well, who wins games because of their power forward? What do you mean? Well,
I mean, but I just think this team needs more than what it's got right now.
Yeah, I agree. But you're subtracting the MVP. Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're adding Jordan Poole. What did he do for them this year? Other than he got
snuck in the face.
He got snuck. That wasn't his fault. He got snuck. And then after he got snuck, he didn't have a good year.
Stop.
Jordan Poole. No. Everybody, I'm going to trade Joel Embiid.
Punch him over here.
We go like this. Imagine
Joel
this.
Joel Embiid, you better get the whole Warriors team.
We just traded out Joel Embiid for Jordan Poole, and then the whole city goes, except for you, Jerome. You're somewhere after having a party. Yeah, they got him.
Stop.
Come on, Jerome.
I'll keep thinking till I find some, okay?
You got to find a trade. Anybody's tradable. But it has to make sense.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
and
right.
What happens if Jokic wins the title? He is a center, right?
Yes.
Well, that means there'll be proof that you can win with a center.
Let's keep Embiid. We just need some shooters, that's all.
Well, we can get more shooters. You want to play the game?
Yes, I'll play it, yeah. The name of the song?
Yes.
Can I hear it one more time?
I got you.
Go ahead.
My Sharona.
That is correct. Yes. The Knack. My Sharona.
That's a good one-hit wonder.
It is.
It's not a bad song.
No, Return of the Mac is an excellent song.
Excellent song.
I love it. And if you listen to the words of Return of the Mac, he actually has a message.
I don't know that I've ever actually listened to the lyrics.
Yes.
I don't know if I have either.
He's talking about how
them, you know
she
what I mean?
Lied to him, and he, you know, all the times you said that you love me and all these things, you were in those streets. I took myself out the streets for you, but now for all them hoes out there, it's return of the Mac. Uh-huh. I'm back out in the streets, is
I
what he's saying.
I assumed that nice. That was the, you know,
sure,
premise.
But it bumps. It's more the beat. Like,
oh, it's
but,
so good.
But I'm
it
saying, though, it's not just him saying the chorus. He actually is talking about it. How he was, you know, he took his jersey and put it in the rafters.
Oh, there's verses? I just thought there was a chorus.
Yes, there's a real song.
A lot of these one-hit wonders, I feel like that's what it is. I have no idea what My Sharona is about. No clue.
I'm assuming it was his Sharona.
My Sharona.
I assumed her name was Sharona.
I assumed the same. Maybe
his.
We're completely wrong.
It could be. I don't know what a Sharona is.
Don't
know the references if it passes by. Hey, Ricky Bo.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Matrix?
I have.
Thank you.
So that's four.
Four people?
Four people out of what, like 12 now?
No.
That have seen it?
Jamie had seen it too.
Oh, that's five.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Chuck had seen
that's
it.
That's six.
Long time ago. I haven't seen it in a while.
I think
I
we're still in the mind.
You watch it every day.
I think the people in this building today that have not seen it are still in the majority.
Because some of y'all are 12 years old and then some are weirdos like you. Have you never seen you also hadn't seen a lot of other movies.
I don't know.
Which movie did you watch the clean version of the first time?
Pulp Fiction.
The edited version of that.
I didn't know. I didn't know that it was the edited version. I got it on Netflix. I'm like, boom, okay, I'm going to watch it now.
No, what could have been Netflix? Watching. Netflix doesn't do the clean version.
Oh, okay. Where have I got it?
You got
I don't
it
know.
From Prime, from something.
Wasn't Keanu Reeves like one of your guys that you wanted to see back in the day?
This was a hot topic before the show. It's funny we got here.
I'm surprised Jen hasn't seen it.
No, I've never seen it.
It's actually...
I'm not opposed.
It hurts me the most that she hasn't seen it.
I saw him walking the streets of Chicago when I was playing baseball at like 6:30 in the morning in a red velvet suit.
He is a man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
It was 100 degrees out.
In red velvet.
Oh, it's probably from the night before.
Yeah, he was
walk
still
of shame?
Out.
Well, I mean, for him, it's the walk of glory.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, there's probably nine women in that room.
Yeah, what do you mean? You just got canoed, and then you just walk out in the red suit.
Is that
you
a
got
thing?
Burled.
Yeah. You got burled.
Back to the phones. Dean in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dean.
What's going on, Tyrone?
How are you?
Hey, listen. That guy, the previous caller, I'm not here to talk about nobody else, but you don't trade Embiid for somebody like the guy from Golden State.
No, not
like
Jordan.
There's no way.
Oh, no.
I mean, they got to get bigger, and they do have to get bigger with the players, and they got to get a bench.
Well, they got to get bigger really on the wing. It's not really at the four. They need bigger wings to guard the Tatums and the Browns of the world. They need a bigger wing. McDaniels was supposed to be that guy, and he was not.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pick Golden State players. They home with us, too.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a good point.
They home with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I want to make a thing. I'm very in tune with the basketball. People are talking about Jokic. But I think Jokic and them are going to lose the series because I bank that on Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, you know, I don't think they can beat them.
I think that Denver's favorite for a reason.
Denver's more talented. Miami's doing a good job like they did in game two, just hanging around and whatnot. But I think over the seven games, the more talent's going to show. And I know the Heat's been getting by without that for a little bit of time because I think the Celtics are even more talented than Miami is. But that'll eventually run its course.
Hey, to be honest with you, the toughest competitor was the Boston Celtics on the East. I didn't see no competitive besides the Lakers with Denver.
Well, the East was a better conference than the West this year. The East was better than the West this year.
So that's what I'm going on. I'm talking about, I'm looking at the best.
They were the eighth seed for a reason, though.
Right.
I'm talking about the Heat were eighth seed for a reason.
No, I understand that, Tyrone. But the thing about it is the willingness and the drive to actually win the championship. I think Butler and Lowry, you know.
Yeah, but you're saying Butler, Lowry's on one leg. Is Gabe Vincent, is Duncan Robinson, is Martin? These are the guys that have to do it. It needs more than just Jimmy. And some of these are, you know, guys that are coming off the bench, shooting the ball. And they've done a good job. But I'm saying to win a title against the Denver's talent, I think it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I can't just go with Will to win. I can't because everybody, yeah, I can't just go Will to win.
I got another scenario, Tyrone.
Quickly.
You know, they're talking about Murray and all of them. Murray, you know, what have they proven? They
man, Murray has scored 50 points in playoff games. Murray's the real deal, man. You disrespect him, Murray. I think Murray's a better player than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he is. The thing about it is, I'm not saying that they're not. But I'm looking at...
I got you, D. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Seth in Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Seth.
Hey, Tyrone.
All right, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
I was calling about this the PGA and LIV merger. Mm-hmm. I'm not even, I mean, I golf, and but I don't really watch a whole lot of it on TV. But, I mean, just from what you were talking about earlier, it really does scare me, too, about the possibility of this happening in, you know, baseball, football, basketball, sports I really do, you know, care a lot about. Especially with, like, you know, these shady governments like Saudi Arabia, and, you know, China's going to eventually get involved in all this stuff, too. And it's just, you know, it's really, something needs to be done about it before it gets out of hand. And I agree with you. It is, you know, it's extremely concerning.
Problem being is, what can you do about it?
Well, you're allowed to say no to the money, though. Well, you'd have to have a backbone and actually say no to the money, because there used to be that saying, all money is not good money.
The almighty dollar, right? I mean, that's what it really comes down to.
But it doesn't have to.
It doesn't really have to, because they already make a big amount of those. But, I mean, the problem is who's running these things. That's what it really comes down to. Are they in it for the money, or are they in it to, you know, win?
And they're in it for the money.
Yeah.
All of them are just in it for the money. They don't care about especially in football, the players are cattle at best. But here's the difference. They actually make sure the cattle's okay. They don't give a damn about the players. They're football players.
You brought up another good reason football could be in danger is because they're not guaranteed contracts, most of them.
Yep. So if they go ask, imagine they call up Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville. Hey, you know that we'll give you the same contract, but it's fully guaranteed.
How about Lamar before Lamar signed?
They go, hey, Lamar, we'll give you that. Remember that fully guaranteed? Yeah, we'll give it to you.
And more.
And your offensive lineman. What if the new league just said, okay, all guaranteed money? That'd be good for the players. The NFL would absolutely say no, because those owners are super greedy, and they would lose their own league with their own greed quickly.
Well, I think if they were to take over the NFL, they'd have to buy a team first.
I don't think so.
Like, to kind of whittle their way in there.
So is that equivalent to buying some of the PGA players, you're saying?
I would just...
Yeah.
You just tell players coming out of the draft, don't enter the draft. We'll just pay you a flat fee. Hey, Heisman Trophy winner, here's $30 million cash here, and we'll give you $30 million a year guaranteed for 5 years.
To come play
football.
Oh, in the whole different league.
Yeah, in the whole league.
Or do they buy the USFL or the XFL and then start transferring them like that?
Well, for however the league is formed, it's just the point is you're just cutting checks.
True.
Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
No, I mean, I agree with you, especially with the NFL, without them not having guaranteed contracts. I mean, I can't fault, you know, guys like that. But at some point, you know, the guys that do make, like, tons of money already have to have some sort of principle. And like, the owners need to have, like, principles that you can't.
Interesting you say that, because what is the goal? When you're playing, it's still a sport. There's no doubt about that. But when you get into the major levels, it is a business.
But, Seth, Rory and Tiger Woods said no, and what did he get them?
They got screwed.
They both said no. Right. They publicly said no, and they got nothing. You want to play the game, Seth?
Yeah, sure.
Here you go.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends who...
I got you.
I do, too.
Okay, well...
Is it Baby Got Back?
That is correct.
That's good work.
That is correct.
That's good work.
That's how the song actually starts. I know some people were waiting for the beat to drop. It doesn't drop in the first 10 minutes. First 10 seconds.
It was coming, though.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Another, he makes big money off of that.
Oh, I don't blame him.
He wrote that big money, and everybody uses that song.
That episode of Friends, where they were singing it to the baby because they couldn't get her to sleep.
They were all embarrassed. Oh, boy. Back to the phones. Matt and Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. The gentleman before me kind of alluded to my point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think through why Tiger and Rory didn't take the money. And I think there was an element of this that was from a moral perspective, where this is an organization, right, that has been tied to the saddest day in America.
Yes.
And how do we as Americans absorb this product going forward if there is truth and fact to those that are supporting this organization or responsible in any part for what has happened here or even across, you know, the borders or in other countries,
mm-hmm.
and terrorism. And how do we deal with that now? I can only speak for myself that, you know, I'm canceling my memberships to the USGA, the PGA. I won't watch it. I love golf. I play 3 days a week. It's my thing. But if this is true and they're now run by an organization that could be responsible for 9/11, I'll never watch a second of it. And I like to think that I'm not alone in that thought process.
Unfortunately, Matt, you kind of are. I don't mean you're literally alone, but golf fans are going to watch golf. Football fans will watch football. That's the problem right there is. And that's why it was an issue like when the Phillies kept Herrera around. You can be super against domestic violence, and most people are. But are you going to not watch your baseball team? The majority of Phillies fans are going to watch the Phillies. That's the issue, Matt. That's why it's such a dirty thing, is because golf fans are absolutely going to still watch golf. And now you have guys that are in the mix with majors that weren't in the – they haven't been able to watch them. They're in regular tournaments. Next year, they're right back playing regular. So yep. You're right, Matt. I think you've pointed out all the allegations. Some of these aren't even allegations. I'm just trying not to dig too much in the political part of it. Right. They've done some bad, 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 horrific things.
No doubt.
But they have big, 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 big money, and most people will look past horrible things for money.
And by the way, don't cancel your USGA. They're a completely different body than the PGA.
The PGA, yeah. That's not the same. You got it, man?
Yeah, I do. Sad, but true.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all, but the majority of people, if they like golf,
they'll overlook it.
Next year, they're just going to watch golf and not care where the money came from. You want to play the game for your for a Dead & Company and FanFest tickets?
Yes, please.
All right, go right ahead, John.
Got it. I think
yo,
I
Vanilla, check it one time, boy.
I'm doing pretty good so far today.
I will say. You know it, Matt?
No, but I hope someone
knows. Ice, baby, yep. You're good.
That is correct, Ricky Bo.
Oh, come on.
That's right.
You've got one right so far.
Okay.
You got Return of the Mac. That's the only
all
one
you got.
All
three of us have gotten one.
Yeah,
I gave that one to
Baby Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. I could have got
my Sharona was got.
I didn't
that
know
was
that
me.
One.
That was Jen.
That was
and
me.
Then Baby got back to caller guy.
Yeah. But I'm saying just I'm judging myself on my own scale.
Okay, but I think Jen and I both knew all three also.
That's fine. You guys are supposed to. I'm not.
Well, we're trying to let you fit
let
into
me
the
nothing.
Group.
Let me nothing.
You're kind of like a minor leaguer trying to fit into the big leagues.
Okay.
610-632-0975. Word of the day direction. We'll be talking about the Flyers' direction, the Phillies' direction after another victory, and also where this live golf stuff could possibly go. I don't love that direction. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Word of the day, direction. Phillies seem like they're heading the right direction. Flyers look like they got a plan for their new direction. But boy, sports can get very strange soon if someone doesn't realize you don't have to say yes to money all the time just because you're allowed to have some morals, some values, something. You're allowed to stand for something, but good luck with that. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpley's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. Now, 1-0. There's some people on social media. I know that's not real. They win 1-0, and there's some people complaining. And my reaction to all that always is, isn't it better to win 1-0 than to lose 1-0?
Yes,
it is.
Like I never understand the being upset about victory thing.
What's to complain about when the game moves as quick as it did and you still won?
By the way, the game moved quick because there were quick outs.
Yeah.
It really didn't have that much to do with the time clock. I mean, a 1-0 game is going to move fairly quick, especially when it was one swing of the bat that did it.
Yep, first pitch swinging, pop up to third base side. That thing was moving. But what's there to complain about? Kyle Schwarber's heating up in June. This is when he turns it around and becomes the Schwarberian. They're cruising right now. Yeah, they might be beating bad opponents, but they were losing to bad opponents earlier this season to fall behind the 500 mark. So, you know, it's all positive right now.
Should Who the hell be. Is that?
It's me.
Who's
I know.
Talking?
Listen, I had one day. All right, one
no,
day.
No,
you're not. July 1st, did we say?
Yeah. Yes. No, Monday.
After the Dodger
series. That's why you're wearing all your Flyer stuff, okay?
I am flyered up.
You have to be flyered up. Hey, we're allowed to be excited. You have to wait until Monday. You have to wait until after the Dodgers series to be excited because you were a hater earlier in the week.
I did not hate
you. You were not pleased with the direction. When we talked about a mirage because we just had a glimpse. You know, us visionaries, when I talk about Ricky Batalico, Jed scored on myself, visionaries. We're looking at it going, you know, this baseball team's kind of showing signs of life. And you're going, no. First thing you said was
incorrect.
So then we come back and they win a couple more games, and now here you come.
It was Monday. It was a rough Monday for me. I didn't set the tone early when I put my feet on the floor getting out of bed. What do you want me to do? I had a bad day. That's all.
Getting out of bed?
Yeah, I had a bad day, and that just snowballed into the show that day. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
What do you want me to do?
Everybody's allowed to have a bad day.
Right, I had a bad day.
Oh, there's Jen.
That's
you,
right, Jen.
You had a bad take. You're allowed to have a bad day.
Yeah, if you...
We're not allowed to have bad takes because then Ricky shouldn't, you know, be on the air.
I enjoy my bad takes.
Come on.
I mean, the Miami Marlins had a whole t-shirt set up after Ricky Bo
yes,
started
they certainly
spewing
did.
Stuff.
They certainly did.
I'm just messing.
I got to tell you this much. I felt bad yesterday because in pregame, I had to do like a little Trey Turner breakdown about his hip movement and stuff, and I'm thinking to myself as I'm doing it, what if he has a bad game? And he had a bad game.
wasn't he one of the guys that went warning track at
yes,
the ball?
So, did,
I mean,
did,
it could have been a home run on a different night.
Yeah, but he went right back to another offer.
Yeah,
he did.
Damn, Trey.
Just get back on the horse tonight.
Yeah, he can't go another day without it. And we're playing us. So in addition to all the talk with all the sports, we have 10-second song today for a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company on Thursday, June 15th at Citizens Bank Park. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com, plus a pair of FanFest tickets. Four people will get that, and Jen will fill us in on the information about that a little later in the hour. We got live music now also, and FanFest is going to be our biggest one so far for the big 10th anniversary. Let's go back to the phones because Dave and Riley wants to talk about the Flyers' direction, where suddenly Flyers fans are feeling good for the first time in years. Dave, you're on 97.5 to Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Dave.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Optimistic. I mean, it seems like they're going in the right direction, not the old school, recycled trash that's been thrown out there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on a positive note, too, I mean, I called you guys a while ago. But the whole Provorov situation on Pride Night, he refused to wear the jersey. I told you guys a story about my son.
Yes, I remember that. Yep.
And you know what? I mean, one, I like to thank you because my son's a huge fan of your show now.
Awesome.
He listens to it every day.
Thank
he loves you.
You
guys. And, you know, you guys have a voice, and it does. It reaches a lot of people. But I'd like to thank you about
thank
that.
You.
I mean, it means a lot to me, and, you know. It seems like they're heading in the right direction, and, you know, it means more to me now because, you know, we can go there now, you know, and enjoy a game and not have that cloud hanging over our head either.
For sure.
You know, it's one person, but, you know, it's still.
That's enough, unfortunately. You know, when you're going through the battle that you're going through with the society, one person does, unfortunately, put like a stain on it. Mm-hmm. But to your point of the Flyers' direction, I got to give a lot of credit to Danny Briere. I was listening to some national stuff just because I want to get a pulse on what the overall Canadian view of it all is and whatnot. And, man, the amount of work that Danny Briere has put in to not just get a GM slot, but, like, he wants to perfect. He's obsessed. He seems to
be,
like.
He was at Penn, apparently, at Wharton School, taking business classes.
Exactly. He's been putting in the time and effort to really be great at this, not just do this. And I think his first trade shows that.
There's something else that I feel like goes with this. I feel like they have the pulse of the fan base.
They do.
Finally.
I feel like they, yes. Thank you, Ty. You're absolutely right. Finally. Because I feel like with the old regime, they didn't care about the fan base. I think Danny and Jonesy really care about the fan base. And I think it's going to show in what they do.
I agree with that.
All right, guys. I really appreciate it. Anybody I could try for the Fan Fest?
Absolutely, you could try for the Fan Fest tickets, Dave.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm here. Can any of you help me?
Ricky?
I'm thinking.
Okay, keep thinking. I'll try and buy time.
I have a guess, but... I don't know.
I feel like we got to get this one right.
I know.
I'm going to feel awful.
Just let Ricky do his thing.
Yeah, Ricky.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
I can't get to the punchline.
No.
Do you have a guess?
Jen, you throw your guess out.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Car wash?
It's not car wash.
Oh, man, I'm
It was
a
Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so disappointed in each and every one of us.
I am.
I just feel bad because...
Man.
He deserves it.
I wanted him to win.
I know.
Well, there'll be other opportunities.
Sure.
Maybe not one as easy as that one to get tickets. Oof. Rapper's Delight.
That, I am so disappointed.
Well, things happen. John and Wayne, you're on 97.5 Fodder for now. Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I don't know. Like, the whole Liv thing has me in a tailspin, I gotta admit.
Okay, why?
Well, because you think about Bobby Jones, and... Is that man not rolling over in his grave?
Like, because he's talking about because he was a veteran.
Well, no, Bobby Jones, as in he was an amateur and didn't believe in money and he believed in the pure game.
Well, that's been left like
that's
come on.
Too far the other way.
I mean, they deserve to get money.
No. Don't get me wrong. Like, it just reiterates the point that it's gone. That there's something very, very wrong with our society, and it only reflecting in multiple areas. And it's just a shame to have it go. Like, I understand that they couldn't, you know, go against the money. That capital, they literally are printing their own money, Liv is.
Yes.
And at the same time, you know, here we, it just feels really defenseless almost from a, you know, from a, like, there's no more innocence, none.
But that's the thing, John. The innocence been gone. This is now more sinister. Like, you can live, the innocence has been gone. Like, it's been about the money. This is sinister. What this is far worse than not innocent. There's a gap between...
I don't think there is. I think as soon as you're not defending that innocence, if you don't put that energy in to defend, just like our Constitution, it's literally a living document. You got to, every day, you got to think about it.
Right, but John, there's a gap between someone getting paid to go to work and this. You're saying a person shouldn't get paid to go to work. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's not innocent.
Not at all. No, they should... The league should have the ability to defend itself against such aggression.
Oh,
it doesn't have the ability to defend itself.
The PGA Tour could have done it. The PGA Tour caved. They were winning the fight.
Monahan decided
they were winning. That's why Liv Golf wrote a check. Yeah. They were losing the battle. PGA Tour's kicking Liv's butt, not just with ratings, with the advertisers. They were destroying Liv Golf. They were winning. Those players left, and it didn't affect the PGA at all.
The excuse is money.
The money. That's it. That's all it is. That's what I'm saying. This is worse.
That obviously, you know, cause and effect. I'm not watching golf anymore, and I'm an avid freaking golfer. And
well, I respect that.
I don't want to participate in, like, it's already.
I got you.
Yeah, it's rampant.
You want to play the game? You want to play the game, John?
Nah, dude, I'm where. All right. I'll get up to college. Try. Go ahead.
All right.
At first, I was like, no. My love, too sexy for my love. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dude, I know that. I grew up with that song. Stop.
Kind of hard to miss this one.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm too sexy.
Right. That is correct.
Now we have an update.
Just stop
on
talking after that.
MLB. Right said Fred.
Right said Fred. I'm too sexy. Go ahead.
All right. So it says here the MLB is meeting with all of the teams impacted by the bad air quality at 4 to determine if games will be played.
4 is too late for a 6 o'clock game.
I'm down. Well, the problem is that the Tigers would be leaving, so they have already left their hotel.
So they wouldn't have anywhere to stay tonight if they play tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you can make arrangements, but 4 o'clock seems like an odd time to do
4
that.
O'clock for a 6 o'clock game seems like it's too late for
It's
fans
getting worse.
And
I can
players.
See outside. It's getting worse.
Well,
I mean, they've got to be safe. They've got to keep
what's
everybody
the other
safe.
Thing?
So.
What's the other thing? They play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be here.
Yeah, what if it's not better?
Right.
Why'd you delay it? Because then they're out of town tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll see what they do. We'll keep everybody posted, 610-632-0975. On the other side, we'll have more of your phone calls and a little question for Hunter as we get closer to his history minute.
Uh-oh.
Here on 97.5 Emphatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. Man, Iron Sheik passed away.
So sad.
Yeah. I mean, a man lived a full life.
Yes. He did.
81, he packed a lot in 81 years, and there's no Hulkamania without Iron Sheik. That's who he beat to start the whole thing off after he had beat Bob, after Sheik had beat Bob Backlund.
Man.
So, yeah.
He was a great follow on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
insane.
Yeah, people are going back and looking at some of his old tweets right now. They are hysterical.
The humbling people and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
With those boots.
Go bleep yourself.
The spikes on his boots.
Yeah. So,
sad.
Yeah. So, we got Fan Fest today. Obviously, we're playing for the Denny Company tickets and also Fan Fest tickets. Jan, could you tell us about FanFest, please?
Yes. So FanFest, we have announced, is on August 26th. That is a Saturday. It's all brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Xfinity Live. That's also Ricky Bo's birthday.
Yeah.
And this is the 10th anniversary of FanFest. We are going to have lots of special guests, as we always do. And we're going to do a lot of fun stuff as well, like we always do. We are going to have not one, but two national recording artists playing live music on a stage this year at FanFest. Our opening act is going to be, let's see if I can do it, Ray Shemard.
Yeah, that's close enough.
We're getting better, for sure.
Evidently, Jordan, our intern, said that the way they spell their name is drummer's
ear backwards.
Ear backwards.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't
someone
that
actually
interesting?
Pointed that out to me yesterday. I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. I'll get it right at some point before August 26th. But they're going to be our opening act. We are going to have a headliner as well that we'll announce in the upcoming days or weeks. It is a free event, but you do need a ticket. And you can get tickets by listening to our show and the other shows throughout the day on The Fanatic, and you can win them or go to a ticket raid. We have online ticket raids as well, and we'll keep you posted on when those are going to happen, too.
Yes, and today on the program, you can win the tickets by qualifying with a 10-second song. So far, we're rolling along. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6 so far qualified. So
it's pretty
far.
Good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It should be perfect score, but you know, whatever.
We dropped the ball.
I mean, whatever. You know, things happen. Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, how you feeling about your, next segment? You're going to have the, Hunter's History Minute. How you feeling today?
I'm starting to sweat already.
Now, you know, we can drop this.
No. I find this, I need to get over this. Like, I think I am.
This is an exercise.
I'm just, see? What's going on? I can't even speak.
I can't even speak.
What did I just try and say? I have no idea. Anyway, what's your question, Ty?
Well, that was the question.
I need to get over this.
You can drop it. You know, it's putting you on the spot, and at times you've struggled.
I know. I'm willing to keep attacking here. I can't give up. What the hell am I, a loser?
You're gonna be all right. You're gonna have one where you just kind of cruise through it,
and maybe
and
I quit after that.
Fine.
Maybe I quit after that one.
Yeah, on a high note.
You pick up yourself a C, and you say, "Okay, that's good."
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, he's gonna need to get an A.
At some point.
Okay,
that's.
I think
happen.
An A plus.
You mean that's never gonna happen?
You think it's gonna happen?
Yeah,
I think
I know
so.
It's possible.
Tyrone had an A+. I think you need to match Tyrone.
And I'm going to say right now,
I'm not saying today.
I really believe Tyrone is trying to give you some help.
He gave me Wayne Gretzky. I think he's doing his all-time best here to try and help me out. Maybe there's just no winning here.
I think today you could get an A.
Wow.
Ooh.
Today's
Did you think that yesterday, though?
No.
Really?
I think today, for him, today's person could be even better.
Okay.
Wow. We'll get to it.
You mean easier?
I think better for him.
For him.
Because more of these things will be top of mind.
Where is it from? The 80s still?
This one will be 90s. It's 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
This person originated in the 90s. 90s, so a little bit more current as well.
This makes me more nervous.
Why?
We believe in you, Hunter. Because we've got your back.
I think I do better when the expectations lower.
Oh.
So now I know.
Do you want me to not believe in you?
Well, no, I'm just saying, if it's someone I should absolutely crush, now
you might not.
I'm overthinking.
Don't.
But if you give me someone I shouldn't crush, I suck.
Actually, it gives me anxiety a little bit because I could picture your mind having all these things in it, like for Gretzky, and then it just goes to like one sentence.
It's called a black wall. That's all I see.
You got to jump over it.
As soon as I hear a word and a name, black wall.
Oh, all right. Back to the phone. Jim in Allentown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jim.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
I guess I got to start off with Jim. I called the back down again. I'm just going to change my name legally to Back Down Jim.
All right, Back Down Jim. What are you thinking today?
I got to change it. It's the whole Schwarber. We had this conversation. And Hunter, I think it was the only time you disagreed with me. So it shows how intelligent the two of us are. About batting him seventh, eighth, or ninth, and the Mr. June thing I thought was a coincidence. And honest to God, June 1st, I was praying, I hope he goes 0-for-4 with 3 Ks. Why I think that, I don't know, because he's a good dude. He's a great teammate. He's great for the community. But I wanted to prove myself right. And he's lighting it up for the third June in a row, like Ricky Poe said.
It's unreal.
He's lighting it up, Ricky. I don't know, So, like, from now on when I call, I just got to go, like Jen said, Back Down Jim again.
Now, Jim, listen. We all get stuff wrong. That's not that big a deal. The tough thing I don't understand, Jim,
but me and Hunter seem to get stuff wrong all the time.
How'd I get packaged into this?
Well,
he should get tickets just for that.
At the same time, Jim, my issue with you wasn't the Schwarber part. Was you just went old school with your alternative. Schwarber gets on base more than all the other guys you wanted at the leadoff spot. My issue wasn't you disagreeing with Schwarber. It was that you were doubling and tripling down on guys to get on base even less than Schwarber does, because Schwarber walks a ton. He draws his walks.
Jen, here, it's going to happen again, Jen. I can see it.
It's all right, Jim. It is. It's okay, buddy. It is. It really is. We appreciate you. You want to play the game?
By the way, Ricky, the air quality, Allentown's not that far from you guys.
Yeah, you guys are worse.
Yeah. It looks like Hiroshima up here, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's not as bad as that here, but it's bad. It's bad in my house.
I just saw a picture from Citi Field.
Yeah.
It looks like a atomic bomb went off, and it's just like orange sky. It's weird.
That's what it is. I feel like I live on Mars. Everything's orange.
Yeah, no good. Do you want to play the game, Jim?
Oh, God, yeah. Can I get help, though? Can I have Jim? Ricky? Ricky, can I have Ricky help?
Ricky.
You get all three of them.
No. Ricky only on this one.
Uh-oh.
Go right ahead.
Who let the dogs out?
I got it.
Who let the dogs out?
That is correct, Joe.
Woof, woof. Woof, woof. God, that song.
Who let the dogs out by the Baja?
You guys know the story behind that.
No, go ahead. You can tell the people real fast. Matter of fact, actually save it. Save it on the other side. Right. You don't want to miss why that one, if you never heard the story, you don't want to miss why Ricky was the first, needed to be the only one there. Tim and Mark will get to you as well, and we'll have Hunter's History Minute here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Woof, 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 woof. Yes, word of the day is direction. You just heard the direction Ricky Bone likes to go. The dog route.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof.
Yeah, woof, so let's update our Twitter poll. Then Ricky Bone could explain why he particularly hates that song even more than most people. Jen, what are the latest Twitter poll numbers?
We have two Twitter polls now today. The first one. Yes, we do. First one is Kyle Schwarber's uptick in June really a thing? He's Mr. June or it's just a coincidence? He's Mr. June is winning still at 87% right now. And our second Twitter poll today, have you seen the movie The Matrix, yes or no? 65% yes.
Of course. It was a huge hit from 20 years ago.
That's 35% of people that haven't.
Hold on. So the majority says they have seen it. And yes. Your takeaway is, see, most people haven't. Most people have.
I didn't say most people haven't. It's a bigger percentage of have not than I thought it was going to be.
Now, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would be like 80-20.
Me too.
It's still, I mean, how long has the poll been up?
About an hour and a half.
Our 25-year-olds are saying they haven't seen it yet.
That's what it is.
It is a lot of social media. Probably the youths.
The youths is who haven't seen it.
I'm not a youth, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but that's why it's disappointing that you haven't seen it.
No.
It's ridiculous that you haven't seen The Matrix one time. A woman of your stature.
I know. I just haven't. I'm not opposed.
I'm a little shocked.
Yeah, it's. How you not have
you not disappointed
I'm
in my
disappointed.
Life.
I'm disappointed. It changes everything if you haven't seen it. Now, yes, I ended up getting in an argument with a guy named Jerry in college. I remember like it was yesterday because he decided to try to hold court and talk about how the movie was a documentary.
What? Like real life?
I don't care.
Oh, that's how it really is. That's how life is. You know, it's all a game. And I was like, man, you shut up.
Oh.
And then it turned into Jerry. A whole thing.
I'd fight Jerry, too.
Well.
What are you doing, Jerry? What was his purpose?
I don't know.
He really believed it, though.
I also think he was half trying to sound like he was intellectual in front of girls.
How'd that work, Jerry? I'm sure he went by himself that night with his hands.
Well, I don't know about all that. Letter. I'm saying, I tell you that particular group, I diffused any notion that dude was smart.
Okay.
I blew that part up, but my goodness. Whew.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to get ready for this minute.
Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't like Jerry.
I can tell.
I don't like Jerry.
You don't even know Jerry.
I know,
There's
only one type of person who would try and start that type of debate.
I was just sitting there, man. Like, for a while, I indulged it. Like, listening to it. And I was like, you know what? I could say something now or not. And I was, I don't know, 19. So I said something.
As you should.
Yeah, I'm going to say something. Like, enough with this. No, it's not. It's like, it's good. I was like, maybe it makes you think, but you haven't thought about it enough. I stand by how I acted at that time. But I don't know. I can't speak to how he did. I can just tell you that group gravitated away from him after.
Well, if you're listening, Jerry, we'd love to hear from you.
I don't think.
Would we? Yeah, I got some things to say.
Nah, yeah, Jerry, I mean, yes, Jerry had a nickname. I'm not going to say the nickname that he had, but it was a nickname, I'll say it during the break, that you could use against a guy if you so chose. Now, Ricky, before Hunter decided to go woo, we'll get to Mark and Tim in just a moment. Why do you hate that song so much? Go ahead, Ricky.
That is my most hated song ever now. When it was popular for the months it was popular, I just so happened to be playing in Seattle at Safeco Park. And our bullpen was right in left center field, near center field. Well, in center field, they decided to have the Baja men do Who Let the Dogs Out every single inning. So they were doing it live every single inning. I had to listen to that song. After that, I never wanted to listen to it again. It was brutal. Literally, our bullpen was like bunted right up to where their stage was in center field. It was awful.
Over and over and over.
And over. And everybody in the crowd going, ooh, 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 ooh. It was ridiculous.
Woof, woof.
Yes, that too.
Woof, woof.
Oh, that's the greatest. Oh, that is, man, the greatest.
I can see how that would be somewhat annoying.
Yeah, I never wanted to hear it again.
Probably still to this day.
No, I don't want to hear it. That's why I laughed when it came on.
Yeah, I was like, I got to put that one in. There,
yeah, you did.
It's a big one-hit wonder.
Ultimate one-hit wonder,
could it possibly be the biggest? I mean, maybe there's some other bigger ones that we'll hear today, but that's got to be up there within the top three, no?
I mean, it's up there, and it wasn't just big here. It was big internationally.
Yeah, all over the world.
There's another one on the list I'm trying to see. Did I include it? We'll definitely get to it at some point. That was also big. A couple more that were big all over the world. Like, they didn't just annoy people in America. They annoyed people across the globe. Because that song, once you learn the words, once you've heard enough to know the words, that song, you don't need to hear it one more time.
That's it.
Yeah, so continue the 10-second song. In a few minutes, I'm sure this time, I have a lot of faith in you in Hunter's history, man. I have a ton of faith in you today.
So does Twitter. I got a lot of tweets. Thank you, everybody, for the support. It hasn't worked, but thank you.
Nah, this one's going to be different.
Okay.
You're going to win.
That's right. Maybe you get the A today. Mark in Redding. As we go back to the phones, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right, how are you?
I called a couple times, tried to win them that company tickets before, and I wasn't too successful.
Well, you might win today, Mark, at the end of your call.
We never know. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
As well as I can be for the have, which isn't much, but I appreciate you being concerned. Huh. No, sir, on a serious note,
yeah.
I was going to talk about the Saudi Arabia issue with the golf and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys touched on a couple other subjects since then.
Yeah, well, whatever you like.
With the Iron Sheik passing away. I used to go to Hamburg Fieldhouse in the late 70s, early 80s, growing up for WWF wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Third row ring seats. My grandfather was chief police of Hamburg for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
And I was going there since I was in third grade truck. I met all of them guys. And I don't want to mention a particular wrestler, but I work at a hotel up there in Burke County. And one of the wrestlers and another wrestler had stayed at our hotel about, I think it was last summer, right across the hall from me. We had one heck of an evening.
Oh, you had a little fun, huh?
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
Very nice, Mark. Very nice.
Yeah. Hey, I'm nervous about one-hit wonders, though, because I don't know much about them.
I think this one the crew will get. This one is bulletproof. Don't worry, Mark. You're about to qualify. Go right ahead there, Jen.
I know the ones that you guys did so far, but I don't know.
This one you're going to get help. Go right ahead there, Jen.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why?
Hello, Dylan. Special.
Unreal.
I know. Oh, come on, Mark. I know it.
Somebody got to help.
Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight is absolutely correct there, Mark. Starland Vocal Band, I think it was called or whatever. They did it in Anchorman.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that this is what's funny is that song's supposed to be wholesome sounding. But all this talking about is relations in the middle of the afternoon.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting there like, this is what's funny. Like, they go, this music today, the only thing they are is they just drop the pretense. All the lying that the old timers used to do with the song. Imagine you have a lunch date with a girl back in the day, and you throw that on. There's no doubt what you're talking about. Come on, skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. Are you kidding me?
I think they were on to something.
See, this is what I always wonder about. Like, I don't know. I wasn't around when that song was new. That song's brand new. You put on the record player, you got a young lady over, and you throw that on?
My goodness.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
I think one of the reasons why maybe it got so popular is because it worked. Because they kept playing it, then they kept getting the and then they just one big cycle.
That song, though, but then it's that song. It's like, that's not a song, that's not a beat. That I want to have that too.
Maybe that just sets the mood to let them know, like, hey, we're going to do this. And then when it's time to do it, the record stops.
It's not very sexy.
No, but it was a different world back then.
Maybe. But it is an afternoon delight.
Which is fantastic, by the way.
My model's always good.
What?
If it's right, it's right.
What? I don't think that's outrageous.
Your brain is dirty today.
I'm just saying, in the morning, in the afternoon, it hits different.
Okay.
All right, what's my minute? Give me my minute. I can't even process my life at this
Please point. Do something with him.
Please, do something.
My goodness. All right,
this might be the last ever. I don't know yet. I'll find out after this.
This is one.
Worked up.
It's now time, and we'll get back to Tim, Greg. All right. It is now time. We'll have Tim McManus at 4 o'clock for Hunter's History Minute. This is where we take a prominent figure who was famous in the 80s and or the 90s, and Hunter gives 1 minute of history on that particular individual. Your person today is a person who became famous in the 90s, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Okay. Doggy style. My personal favorite. He did transition into a little bit of reggae. Didn't really work out that well. Love Gin and Juice. My favorite. Iconic Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. Should have been a Sidney Crosby jersey, although it wouldn't make much sense. Riding the bike down the street with the big hairdo. Fantastic move by him and very, very iconic. He was, what else? He's got a show with Martha Stewart, of all people, which is a great woman who has a sexy body on Sports Illustrated at the age of 82, which I may have to point that back out. Got into a lot of trouble in the early stages. Actually, Ty, you actually told me a lot about the history of his troubles before I even knew about the troubles prior, and turned himself around and publicly. Now, awesome. He does, what else is he a part of? Trying to think of, let's see. I stopped it. Now I'm thinking of albums.
Movies.
Ah. Oh, man. Ah. Not great. I know.
I thought that was really good.
I had a little more. I don't know. I can't speak during this segment.
Well, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't an A.
I don't think it was an A either.
Doggy Style, you mentioned the album.
Yep.
You mentioned Gin and Juice.
Yes.
But you did mention, and it's important, his origin actually was on the Chronic album from Dr. Dre.
Yeah, right. Yep.
That is important in the lineage. That introduced the world to him. I think that's fair.
I feel like he missed because he said that he had problems and issues, but then he went in to say that Ty told him all of them.
Oh, he did. Well,
and
no,
apparently you didn't retain them.
No, he explained to me.
The album first comes out, Snoop Dogg, people don't understand. Like, see, Jordan there only knows the Uncle Snoop Snoop Dogg.
Right, and me too, to a degree.
He was the scariest person in the world. One time, they were so against his version of, quote, gangster rap, that they lined up CDs from curb to curb and had steamrollers steamroll all his albums because he was the scariest individual in the world. Then he has the song Murder Was the Case. He really was on trial for murder for real, was acquitted in real life. Then he ends up leaving all that stuff that happened at the Source Awards, where after he said, if you don't want somebody all up in the videos, he's there calling people out, goes to No Limit. Then he transitions out into the movies. And you know what you never mentioned? Cannabis.
No.
Mentioned cannabis with Snoop Dogg.
You're right, but his thing with Martha Stewart is cannabis stuff, is it not? I don't even know.
No, I thought it was like a home improvement type
show. They really do like dishes.
I
believe he has done it with Martha Stewart.
Yes, right. Definitely.
But I think the show's like a standard show.
Oh, okay. I really didn't even know.
Gardening.
I think it's like a standard show.
That's amazing. Well, look.
It was not your worst performance.
No.
But I thought you could have made it a little better, I think.
I don't disagree.
I don't think it was an A.
I don't disagree.
I would give it a B, though.
I'm going to go C. A flat C is good.
I think a flat C is there. Mm. I think Jed is giving a B because I don't know if you know that much about Snoop either.
Oh, no. I could have You've told me the story before about all his, you know, problems and stuff. I probably would have gone there. He's in Corona commercials right now.
Old school.
Yeah.
No booty.
Okay, because I trust Booney's judgment on these.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good,
though. It wasn't bad.
I'm telling you, if you didn't go to the Ty told me thing, it would have been better because you could have gone into his issues and what happened, and then you could have just followed up with wherever else you were going.
I think you should feel really positive about
this. It's definitely a positive.
That was definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah. You should feel good about it.
I thought you did. This is your best one that you didn't have prep time. Your best one so far where you didn't have prep time.
Okay.
You should feel very good about
yourself.
Right.
Okay. Thank
you. Dylan gives you a B-.
Okay.
I kind of like the B-. With Dylan.
Okay. I'm just going to stick with the C. Okay.
I'm going
Now, the weird part is when I suck, I tend to think I'm more in the C-plus range. Here, I actually might be in the C-plus range, and I kind of feel like it's...
Because you probably felt you knew more and you didn't
probably
say
probably did.
That's correct. I totally hit a blank there at the end.
That tends to happen to you.
That's what you need
to work on.
His first pause was at 30 seconds, and then he didn't give you anything the last 10 seconds.
No. Yeah.
So you can't just... The information he gave was quite good, though. It was A, information, but it was really like 35 seconds worth, not 1 minute worth, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
But the information was A, information for the 35 seconds. What you got, breaking news over there?
No, I was just looking at something. You know the Dove Kleiman? He's an NFL guy.
Oh, yes. I do know who you're talking about.
You've been talking about this all day. It says, update, Saudi Arabia could potentially acquire an NFL team in the future.
That's what I've been trying to tell y'all.
Man.
So we didn't even get past 2 hours of the opening of the show, and now we already have this as a possibility.
I was trying to tell everybody. We tried to tell people back in August when the show first started, when the Liv stuff was really popping off, how there was going to be an effect from this much larger than golf.
That's dangerous.
It's a dangerous precedent. And the issue I have is NFL over the years have not... I got to be very careful how to say this because I don't want to alienate anybody. We love everybody on the show. NFL owners have been very particular about what the people who buy NFL teams look like. Very particular. And all of a sudden, that's not going to matter. So an American person that looks different trying to buy a team, bad. A foreign person trying to buy a team that looks different will be fine. And that's nasty. I don't want to elaborate more. So if you understood, you understood. If not, we're just going to move on. Let's go back to the phones. Tim in Bucks County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, good afternoon, lady and gentlemen.
How are you today?
Well, how about yourselves?
Can't complain. Good to hear from you.
All right, listen, Ty, I just got a hypothetical for you.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose somebody pulled into town, maybe a sheik or a foreigner, and they bought your station, and they said, Ty, and I'm rounding these figures off, I don't know your salary whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
but they said, you're making $100,000, I'm going to give you $1 million. Would you have a problem with that?
Yes.
Why?
If in this particular case, not just because they were a sheik, though, no. If a sheik bought, no. If you're telling me, if you told me a legit murderer, a person who has done terrorism and has murdered, bought the station and wanted $1 million, which would be a gigantic increase, yes, I would have a problem with it. A sheik buying it on its own, no. Because a sheik didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't preface my statement by saying a murderer. I did not do that.
Oh, yeah, but in this case, it's murderers. That's the whole thing. These are murderers.
I did not realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Bad people.
They have ties. This particular group has straight up ties to 9/11.
This is filthy, dirty money.
Oh, yeah.
Killing
a Washington Post journalist and like a lot of things, like murderous things, human rights violations, these kind of things.
No, you're right. That's my bad. I wasn't schooled enough on the subject.
No, it's all good.
You will see protesters at the... At the tournament.
Yeah. And there should be.
Yeah, just so it's clear, Tim. No, this isn't about like a sheik. I don't care if a sheik or this isn't like a race or religion type of deal.
Right.
This is a morality deal. I wouldn't want to collect my checks from a murderer.
Yeah, no.
If I could avoid,
I got you there. Again, it's my bad. I'm the one that's unschooled on it.
It's all good, Tim. We'll dig into that a little bit more. What we have been trying to do, Tim, intentionally, though, is we know that people don't want to hear about political things on this show, so we go out of our way to not go near that. And maybe... No. Let me finish, Tim, and I'll give you your full time. So in our effort to avoid the political stuff, we may not have given enough background information, and that could be completely our fault. We're just trying to not go into those kind of things because I think people listen and watch us to get away from those type of things. That's all it is, Tim.
And I don't think it's completely your fault. I think it's my negligence is a little bit involved here as well.
Yeah, I hear you, Tim. But you know what?
He's not alone.
Yeah.
He's not alone. There are a lot of people that don't understand where this money is actually coming from.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's not the easiest thing if you're just watching from the surface.
Yeah, so don't knock yourself, Tim, but maybe a little later on we can give a little bit more background information.
Do you
want to play the game?
Bang me down a song and make sure it's a Grateful Dead song.
Well, I think this will be one that someone will be able to get for you so you can end up going to the concert.
Come on now, Tim.
God.
Take a
Somebody
guess.
Somebody save me. One of you guys, please save me. Please, please.
The title. You can't. It's not. The title is the key here.
I know.
Do you know it, Hunter?
I'm stuck in the mud in the 70s and 80s.
Tub thumping.
That is correct. What an hour from Hunter Brody. What an hour from Hunter Brody.
I was lost on that one. I couldn't think of it.
That's
go,
the tough
Hunter.
Part. The title's the tough part. Like, everybody knows our good. No, that's not the title.
That's correct.
Good job there, Hunter.
Listen, you are having a banner day.
You're having a banner day.
A C on your report card. Ooh, you're doing well today.
You are.
610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour coming up. First thing we're going to do, we'll get to Greg very soon. First thing, Eagles have been having their voluntary workouts. Almost every player has been in attendance. We'll get an update from Tim McManus, who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com on the other side here. On 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That's nicely done there. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. To create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. Yes, this was the song that had to be, got so popular when it wasn't supposed to that we had the infamous rolling down the street, smoking, sipping on Juicy Juice.
Juicy Juice.
This was not supposed to be played on the Super Pop station.
Can you imagine now?
Oh, they just be playing now.
Yeah.
They just playing now. The only thing they said is gin and juice.
That's it.
Like, what are we doing
Hunter
here?
Said a lot worse in the last
Way worse. This guy never says anything bad, though. He does a tremendous job covering the Eagles for ESPN.com at 97.5 The Fanatic. Mr. Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline. How you doing today, Tim? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing all right, Ty. Is that like my walk-up song now?
There you go. Yes. Actually, it might be. Yeah, I really like it.
There you go.
All right. So, Tim, the Eagles, they do their offseason a little bit different, and I have no complaints about it because Sirianni has had nothing but success with his out-of-the-box thinking. But them and the Bengals, they keep everything basically voluntary. They don't do the mandatory mini camps and things like that. But it seems like they seem to get really good attendance despite the fact that it's voluntary. From what have you seen as far as just the attendance goes? Because from what I'm hearing, it's pretty much almost everybody there.
Yeah, it's been decent. You know, going back a couple years, there's been this like handshake agreement between the coaching staff and the veteran group, which relays it to the rest of the team of like, listen, we're going to do away with the mandatory mini camps, but our hope is that we have really good attendance. That way you don't have to worry about coming in for these mandatory sessions a little bit later in the off season. You get some extra rest time, but we get our work done. And that's pretty much what you've seen. I mean, the one OTA session that was open to us last week, there were a handful of guys, including Devontae Smith, who's been dealing with a little bit of a toe thing from last year, and Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Hassan Reddick, guys like that who weren't in attendance. So I'm not going to say it was full attendance, but overall, it's been pretty good. And yeah, they only have seven sessions this year. They don't have mandatory minicamp. Like you said, it's just them and the Cincinnati Bengals that choose to do it that way. I think coming off of a Super Bowl in particular makes a little bit more sense, where there are guys who are coming off of surgeries or just lingering injuries. You want to get everybody healthy and ready to go for the start of the regular season, especially those veterans. And as you said, you can't really complain given the results last year.
I know Lane Johnson had a chance to speak and you guys got to interview him. What was your takeaway from what he had to say?
So the biggest takeaway for me was that his doctors told him that there's about a 1% chance of re-tearing the adductor. And that's where what he had the surgery for this offseason, as we know, played through the playoffs with it. Still don't know how was able to muscle through there. And he talked about the recovery process and basically was saying, Hunter, that he had to like get up and walk a half a mile like a day after the surgery. Because the doctors don't want basically to recover and have them be stiff by just kind of laying around. So they have to work through it. And so it was a bit of a grueling process for Johnson coming off of that surgery. But, you know, the positive thing is he said that the rehab overall was much less intensive than what he had for the ankle. Feels good. He's been cleared to return and he's been participating in some OTAs. And so good signals overall for Lane Johnson.
Talk a little bit about DeAndre Swift. I mean, that's one guy that's been brought up a lot right now in this camp.
No doubt. I mean, the one thing that stood out to me in the session that we were able to see last week, Ricky, was how much Nick Sirianni was talking with him. You know, he stood during the individual drills. He stood right over the quarterbacks and the running backs who were doing both the handoffs and some pass and catch. And every time that Swift, and the same applies to Rashad Penny, got finished with a handoff or a pass catch, Sirianni was in their ears, giving them instructions, trying to get them kind of up to speed with what the Eagles are doing. And, you know, you can see just they're not doing a ton right now. We understand that. But, you know, just kind of how a person moves, how a running back, the athletic and the agility, the pass catching ability, all of that is pretty obvious and jumps off the page when it comes to Swift. Now, that being said, the Eagles, like when they do these drills, it was more by like the veterans would lead at first. So the guys who have been here, I should say. So you saw, you know, Kenny Gainwell and Boston Scott, that would be the first reps in these drills, followed by Swift and Penny. But the full expectation is those guys are going to have to jump up the depth chart, and, you know, Swift certainly among that group.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, does a tremendous job covering the Eagles for ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic. My question actually branches off of that. We talked about Jalen Hurts took that leap last year, close to MVP without an injury. Maybe he ends up winning it, takes his team to the Super Bowl, and outside of a turnover, plays admirable in that Super Bowl, plays really, really well. One of the things that someone told me, that one of the limitations in the offense last year was being able to fully use the running backs in the passing game, because Miles Sanders had a great year, but that wasn't his strong suit. Does adding Swift perhaps unlock maybe even another element in the offense and another tool for your quarterback that they didn't have the previous 2 years?
You know, I think it's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. I think that there can be certain weeks where running backs are featured more in the passing game, because you're going to have Swift, and I'll add Kenny Gainwell to that as well. I expect Gainwell to be, you know, fully in the mix here. I think that you can lean on that a little bit more. Now, that being said, there's going to be some weeks where it still looks very much like what we saw last year, and that's not because the running backs can't catch the ball, but it's because you have to feed A.J. Brown and you got to feed Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, and so that'll limit the overall amount of touches out of the backfield that these running backs are going to get. But yeah, I think that is something at Jalen Hurts' disposal. And I'll say there's a couple things that stood out to me about Hurts, just watching him move in the practice that we saw. One is that he looks like he's a little bit more kind of, he had a little bit more mass to the upper body, and his arms in particular look a little bit more cut and a little bit bigger. And the ball seemed to be jumping out of his hands more than I had seen in years past. So that was just something that, you know, popped to my eye. And then there were these anticipation throws that he were making. And some of the newcomers, like safety Terrell Edmonds, was talking about this. Like, there's anticipation throws that Jalen Hurts is making, you know, during these sessions that are standing out to his teammates on defense, saying, like, you have to be on your P's and to kind of understand what his intentions are, because he's been really good with his eye discipline in terms of looking off of safeties. He has a good understanding of what he's seeing from the defensive picture, and he's anticipating and getting the ball out very fast. So I would say overall there's encouraging signs from Jalen Hurts that maybe, you know, there's another level to his game. We'll see if that progresses as the summer goes on here.
Since you brought up safeties, I was thinking you named Edmonds. What about Sidney Brown? I know there was some buzz around the draft and when he got selected. What do you think he can be, and where do you think he fits right now?
So right now I would say that he fits as kind of like the third safety. I would say that Edmonds and Blankenship, you know, you pencil them in as the starters at this moment. But I think that's one position certainly that's open to competition, given the turnover that they had this offseason with both of their starters exiting. And in terms of Brown, I don't know that people behind the scenes talk more about any incoming prospect than they talk about Sidney Brown. They love this guy. And we'll see if that comes to fruition and whether he ends up having, you know, a good rookie season and a good career. But I know that they feel really good about, you know, what he brings from an intangible perspective, his ability to cover the entire field, he can play up, he can play back, and he's got really good range across from everything they viewed. And they feel like he can be one of the, you know, better guys. If they named him one of their, you know, like blue chip prospects, basically, it's when one of the scouts or the scouting community feels so strong that they're, you know, they're putting sort of stamp on it saying, this is a guy that we really need. He fits all the Eagles characteristics. Like, this is the dude. You know, Sidney Brown is that one. So we'll see if the buzz matches, you know, if the play matches the buzz, but there's a lot of buzz coming internally from Sidney Brown.
How about your first impressions on Jalen Carter?
Haven't been able to gauge much. I mean, just because of the nature of what they're doing right now, get a feel for offensive or defensive linemen. They're just not engaging, you know, not able to be physical at the standpoint. Going from what he's done at college and the way they see him move, I mean, it's obviously that he's got a ton of ability in that body. And we just have to see if, you know, he stays on track and is able to, you know, when we talked to Nick Sirianni, you know, early on in these sessions about whether he was in shape, whether Jalen Carter was in proper shape, because we know pro day he wasn't able to finish it, the whole thing. And he sort of seemed to deflect that, saying nobody's in good shape at this point in time, which raised my radar a little bit. And he said, you know, all these guys got to get in better shape. But he, you know, if Carter was kind of wowing them with how good a shape he was, I feel like the Eagles would have been, you know, broadcasting that, and they didn't. That doesn't mean that he's not. It's just something that caught my attention. And so that's something we'll be looking at there in the summer. But if he's able to put it all together, I mean, he's obviously an unbelievable prospect. It's just a matter of, you know, whether that comes to fruition. So it's something that my eyes are going to be glued on, you know, basically all summer long.
Well, Tim, we really appreciate it. Last thing, just Cam Jurgens, I know you couldn't see them play. Do you envision him holding on to that right guard spot? They did draft some possible competition there.
Yeah. It's Tyler Steen out of Alabama. Will he make the transition from tackle into guard? Or are they going to have Jurgens make that transition from center to the right guard spot? I would put Jurgens as the favorite for that right now, with kind of the understanding that there will be a competition that goes on through training camp. But he plans on going, he's at like 305 right now, plans on reporting to camp at like 310 or 315 pounds to make sure that he, you know, adds weight for the necessary rigors of that new position. And Lane Johnson talking about him yesterday, he's like, dude, this guy is super strong and, you know, and smart. And so they feel like he has the tools to make that jump from center to guard, replacing maybe like an under talked about, you know, part of this offseason. He's a really good player, and I think that they're going to miss him. But Jurgens, they feel really good about, and I know Kelsey has a whole lot of faith in him as well. And so he seems to be on track, at least right now, as the early favorite.
Well, Tim, we appreciate the check-in. We'll talk to you soon. Camp will be around before we know it, so enjoy the downtime while you can, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Always good checking in with you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. That was Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline. Does such a good job covering the Eagles for ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic. Man, it's going to be a very fascinating All right. Like, training camp's not going to be fascinating. The games won't be. But it's going to be fascinating once we actually get to see these guys unleashed. Some of the new guys. It's going to be interesting to see just how good they can be. So there's a chance that you can have a starter at safety new, right guard, both tackles. Well, it could be both two new safeties, two new linebackers, a new right guard, new nickel. They're working Zeke in inside at the nickel spot and using, I don't know, Greedy Williams. It's going to be interesting how this all plays out. 610-632-0975. Greg, Michael, Lou, we'll get to you on the other side later on in this hour. We'll have What's Brewing with Jen as well. What are the day direction? We'll re-rack on the other side here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Word of the day, direction. We've been talking about the direction of the Phillies, direction of the Flyers, and unfortunately, the direction of sports, possibly, if the live golf thing could happen with other sports, and it could. In fact, I'm shocked it hasn't happened already. When you see how easy they finessed the PGA, still a bunch of their people, have PGA sue them. You have more, just as much money for lawyers, if not more. Counter sue them for no reason, just because you can, and then merge with them.
Here's a thought. Any of these leagues call them? Or no?
I wouldn't put it past them at all.
Roger Goodell picks up the phone.
I do not put it past him.
I didn't think about that until right now.
Well, Goodell is a fraud.
Of course he is.
He is a fraud.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Gary Bettman would do it. I could see Roger Goodell doing it. I don't think Silver would do it.
I don't think Silver will do it.
Yeah, no.
Who am I missing? Manfred.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Yeah, he's a fraud too. Scott Boras would, if he can get more money. Scott Boras would be the first one to call.
Yep. Yeah, he don't care about murder money.
Hell no.
In fact, he'd be like, can you dip that money in blood before you hand it to me? Mm-hmm. He don't care. He don't give a damn at all. Right back to the phones in a moment. The Fanatic Deal of the Week. Experience thrills and make a splash with the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get one same-day ride and water park ticket to Maury's Pier for $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers and access to both water parks. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your combo ticket before they're gone. Supplies are very limited. So, it's just and I understand that when you deal with big money, like there are some people that say there are no billionaires that are moral. They're saying that in order to make that amount of money, you have to do some immoral things. But we do recognize that there's a difference between a parking ticket and murder. There's a difference.
I would hope so.
There's a difference between someone breaking in your house and stealing your toaster and someone assaulting you. Like, that, we do know that there's grades here. There's misdemeanors and felonies, etc.
How good is that toaster?
Yeah, capital offenses. Listen, sometimes you need some toast.
Oh, yeah, you got a new toaster, didn't you?
I got a new microwave.
Oh, the microwave, okay.
After 19 years, it lasted.
Whoa.
Yeah,
19
good.
Years, it lasted.
That's
from
impressive.
2004 to 2023, it lasted. I like the new one so far, but I'm trying to think. If I could go from my 20s to my 50s with only two microwaves, pretty good.
That is pretty impressive.
So I need this one to last, some time.
Yeah, good luck with that.
19 years on the last one.
Yeah.
Think about all of that food
over the years.
That microwave.
Yeah. It did a great job. It was working till it wasn't. It didn't decline slowly. It was working.
Just stopped.
And then it was about to catch on fire.
Oh,
and
gosh.
That was it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth said, I'm in there watching TV. Elizabeth just yells, fire. So there's an extinguisher in the kitchen where she is. I had this big thing of water. So I just take the top off and run into the kitchen.
Right.
No, it's not. It was looking like a fire. And then that was the end.
You left those details out when told me you need a new microwave. I'm like, oh. And he's like, oh, I had it for 19 years. But you left out the key details
part.
That,
It wasn't actually.
Almost took
but
you out.
Apparently on the side, that was like, oh.
Like a so sparker or something?
I thought she had accidentally put metal in it.
Did it just burn out?
I think it just finally burnt out after 19 years of great service.
Oh. That's a long time.
19 years of great service. So I couldn't feel bad. So I just went and looked at the reviews and bought the highest reviewed one that wasn't too much money.
There you go.
I just bought that one. The number one that wasn't $1 billion. Boom. Bought it. Amazon delivered it. It's like, all right. It is the text I'm getting used to, though.
Well, after 19 years, yeah.
Because you got used to exactly where the buttons were, exactly what you needed
right.
to do.
And every microwave is a little bit different with timing are. And all that.
That microwave was older than my relationship with Elizabeth.
That's crazy.
Okay, I had that microwave 3 years before I met Elizabeth.
That is nuts.
We took us from apartments to the house.
Did you have a funeral?
No, I just put it in the trash.
I didn't know if they were trash.
And the reason I didn't put it out on the street was I was afraid someone would try to pick it up and not junk it and try to use it.
Right.
And then it sparks on them. So I put it in the trash. Like I needed to go in trash.
Right.
I couldn't go to a place where somebody might grab it. Yeah, well, usually I try to put it out for somebody. But like if it's something like I don't want, like I'm not selling here, just take it. This one I was like it would not be safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that thing, I didn't believe Elizabeth at first because I believed in the microwave so much. So then I thought she put metal in it. So then I tried to use it. And it happened again. And I just was like, yeah, we need a new microwave.
After she tried to
use it. I believed in the microwave so much.
Like you didn't
so
believe
long.
Your wife.
Sometimes she's forgetful sometimes like that.
She's not
like,
putting metal in a microwave.
No, like you forget a little piece of foil or something. Like I thought,
the foil was
just
like
accidentally.
Like she put a fork in there.
Right.
It's that's, like you just
that's
didn't
the way
get,
it came off.
You just didn't get all the foil off before you put it in there. No, okay. She had gotten all the foil off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's a long run, though. I did pour out a little liquor for it.
Good for you.
For the microwave. Back to the phones. Greg in Bethlehem. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. You guys crack me up. Hey, amusing, entertaining, and informing, but, you know, and I don't want to get into politics either. I just personally, I think you had to draw a line on morality and as far as dealing with some of the overseas money, but I don't want to get into that so much. It gave me goosebumps hearing Tim McManus talking about the Eagles. We're still a ways away from any meaningful games, but it was just
refreshing. It's funny you say
the
that.
Guy gave us a little boost too.
As we were going to break, I literally turned to Ty and goes, man, was that nice to just to, even though it was simple, it was little, to get back onto the Eagles train. It was a nice breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it was. And I actually called about Trey Turner and, you know, how I hoped last night, you know, he could keep it going. And I wondered, is there something about the hitting background in Citizens Bank Park that makes it difficult to pick up the slider in the dirt? Because
no, it's actually a really good backdrop.
Amongst the best.
Maybe West's slider was so good they just couldn't pick it up. I guess that was what it was. But
well, yeah, you got to give credit to the pitcher. Also, they did barrel up some balls yesterday. They had some good defensive plays, and the wind was blowing in. There was a few factors to them not getting a lot of hits. And it's not like Detroit was tearing the cover off the ball themselves.
No, they weren't. I just had hopes that after Turner's previous night, that he was going to, continue.
Right, well, it looks like, real quick, not to cut you off, Greg.
Yeah, I just saw this.
Matt Gelb is saying that the game has been smoked out.
Yeah, I don't know if he's joking, though.
Why would he be joking? No, Scott Lauber just said Phillies and Tigers postponed.
All right.
They're going to cancel it.
So they are going to postpone it, even though the manager said earlier that they were going to play.
Well, they had the interview with Rob at like 3:50 or whatever, and the league was speaking at 4 o'clock as a league. So he was saying they were playing, but the league didn't meet yet. So it was odd.
He just thought they were they were out there practicing, so he thought they were it was a go.
Well, yep. We've got a lot of smoke in the air up here in Bethlehem. It's unbelievable. I've never seen it like this.
The whole league is. The Yankees, White Sox just got postponed too. You're going to see a lot of these.
So
games.
I think what they're doing is they're just going. We're just going to postpone them all along this East Coast area.
Yeah, I mean,
be interesting to see when they play it.
Yep.
I didn't.
Well, it'll be tomorrow, but what time?
No, it won't necessarily. How are they going to play tomorrow? It's going to be the same way.
Maybe they'll schedule it for tomorrow and then see what happens.
Yeah, you can't because they're both. Yeah, because
I'll find out at the break.
Yeah, they're. They'll say when. I guess the plan's going to be to do it tomorrow because of the off day. That was the part of the reasoning.
The smoke in the air here is just as bad as yesterday, and it was pretty bad yesterday. I mean, you could definitely feel it in your eyes. It's crazy.
Nationals game also postponed. They're playing. The Nationals game's going to get played.
Wow.
7:05.
I don't think they got it as bad.
It must not be down there.
I think it's moving south.
Moving south. So, yeah, so the Nationals versus D-backs are playing as scheduled.
Hasn't gotten there. You didn't see anything different with Trey Turner's approach last night.
No, Greg, they won the game, Greg. Thanks for the call.
It was one game. He hit a ball hard to left field. You can't expect a guy to hit two homers every night. Maybe he broke out. Maybe he didn't. Time's going to tell. You give him a couple games to see what he does. You can't just say, he had one good game. He's fine.
No, and he, like you said, sometimes you hit it the best you can, and the ball just either goes to somebody or the wind or something like that. He barreled one up.
So a perfect example of that, he was 4-for-4 in that game the other night. He had a missile at the third baseman for his last out.
Right. What about that one that was in the hole to second that was an out yesterday? That ball was smoked.
That was a nice play.
Great play. What about the one in left field where the guy tripped over himself, diving or whatever, and then warning track, and he made a catch.
Sometimes you get the bounces, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it's not like they didn't barrel up any balls yesterday. They did get the barrel on some. It just didn't work out. 610-632-0975. Michael, Bob, Lou, we'll get to you on the other side right after we update the Twitter poll, and we'll have What's Brewing with Jen as well. Phillies game postponed. We'll find out the makeup time as soon as we can here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. Phillies game will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. Postponed till tomorrow, 6 p.m. We're about to update the Twitter poll, but Zion Williamson got himself in a little bit of trouble. See, he released a video with expecting a child with a young lady. And apparently there's another young lady out there that is not pleased about it. Now, let me clean this tweet up, because no, I don't want anybody to lose a job.
Right.
But she says this about Zion. I motivated you to get back in shape. There was all kinds of ways of having relations and filming it on the phone. Zion, you go and impregnate a low-budget star of films. DNA test or I'm done.
Damn, Zion is trending on Twitter right now. Come on, Zion.
Now, this particular young lady who sent this out said that, She also talked about there's a video that she deleted because Zion said, please delete that video. And then instead he goes and has a child expected with a garden tool.
Oh, man, Zion. Like, come on, man. What's he doing? Or what's she doing? I don't know how to react right now.
She's out in those streets.
Yeah.
Who is?
Zion.
I know
was
he
in
is.
Them streets.
But how do we feel about her going to Twitter and putting him on blast?
Well, she's wrong, but that's Zion's fault. You gotta have NDAs in this modern world.
You're probably right.
If you're in them streets, you need the NDAs. Jeter style.
Yeah, if you're an NBA player, what are you doing?
What are you doing? This is an OnlyFans model. You know she's going to go because it gives her clout. This is going to help her subscriptions and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
This was a mistake by him. I was not familiar with her.
No, me neither.
After having seen her.
You're familiar with her now?
I'm more familiar.
Her pinned video is interesting.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Jen.
Yes?
Let's say you were talking to your little brother.
Okay.
He was a young man doing well. I'm saying this because you're a female.
Okay.
And he was in them streets.
I do have a little brother.
But he's not little, is he?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Younger than me.
I'm saying like he's like
22. And he's not in these streets.
Right. He's in them streets.
Okay.
And you found out he was dealing with women who would go on social media and blast him. And I cleaned those up. Right. And you got the gist of it.
Yes, I did.
What advice would you give to your little brother about dealing with these streets?
I don't know.
You don't know what advice you would give your little brother?
I mean, it would be hard advice. It wouldn't be very kind, I don't think.
Okay, well, give us a little insight, a little bit.
There's a psychological thing to it. I would just want to yell at him and be like, are you so dumb? Are you an idiot?
Okay, that's great.
But I feel like there could be a reverse psychology way of maybe clearing his brain a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I'd be like, yo, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Right, that would be my first reaction.
And then I call the attorney and draw up the NDA.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to get the NDA.
Number one. If you are in the public forum these days, there's no reason not to have one.
Now, what if he never did this? And
what
she's
if it's a lie?
She's
got, no, she's got the...
She's got receipts.
She deleted the video. The video.
Oh, so people did actually see the video before it was deleted?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm new to this story.
Because what do honeybees make?
Honey.
Right. The video was on her and honey. Oh. I think that one's above board, by the way.
I agree.
I think that one was like above board, not
gruesome?
No, not like, I think kids could see that, but... But then Zion told her to take it down. And then he feels like, so basically, Zion was taking ownership over the young lady, but then but still out in them streets.
Yep.
So you also can't have it both ways. I mean, you can, but you got to really have your game together. And Zion clearly doesn't have his game together.
No.
Ricky Bo.
Yeah.
Back in your day, I'm not talking about now, you had things under control to where I don't believe that this would have been happening to you all on social media.
No, that wouldn't have happened. There was no social media, so we are good in that aspect.
Now, Richard,
let's say there was.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have had people talking about Ricky Bowes, blah, blah, blah?
He's out running.
And what would they say about Burl during the social media era?
By the way, I got to tell you something. That's interesting that you say that, because he's the only guy that I've ever played with that actually got away with all this.
What about Tocket?
Like it was no,
Tocket
I'm
got
just
all trouble.
I'm talking
Why's
about people knew
right
about it.
I meant in his prime.
No, I'm talking about people knew about what he was doing in those streets, and nobody cared.
No one cared.
I mean, you've seen that. I got burled video, right?
Yes.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Instead of making it like a serious issue, they made it like a joke with Pat.
Yeah, it's weird.
He had this, apparently, whatever it was working. Lindros was in them streets heavy at one point.
I think some of the hockey guys during their prime was
Carter and Richard were in them streets.
Away with it. Not like Burl, maybe. Maybe it was. I don't know. I feel like they were.
The rumor was Claude was out there for a while before he settled down. Before he settled
when
down.
When I was in Hartford.
Oh, yeah,
when
sure.
he was in Hartford, yeah. I used to see Pronger out.
So I saw Richard Jefferson on my TikTok feed yesterday. Yeah. He was asked about going out in the streets as an NBA player.
Yeah.
And he said that it's actually not as brutal with the NBA guys. And he called out the baseball guys and said, they're going from city to city.
No,
they're out for 14 days at a time.
He's calling them out because he's pissed.
Maybe.
They're stealing his chicks.
Maybe.
No, the baseball player, because think about it. Like, didn't Wade Boggs straight up have two families?
I think it might have been
Wade Boggs, I think, had straight up two families. Because remember, if you're going to New York that many times, he had like a setup in Boston where he was home. And a whole different New York setup.
That's just crazy.
And he had this thing where he would only eat chicken. He had two different women cooking his chicken and
stuff.
And
he said he could throw down some beers with the best of them.
He can. I personally saw one time Wade Boggs at a WWE event myself. I saw him drink 12 like it was nothing.
He's not afraid.
12 like it was nothing.
Nothing.
The rumor is that's what they did. It's Always Sunny about the cross-country flight. He drinking 40 beers or whatever. I'm telling you personally me, I saw Wade Boggs drink 12 light at a stadium. Like, because at first you notice, like, wow, Wade Boggs is having, I think he was ordering them two at a time. Ooh. He was such good friends with Mr. Perfect, rest in peace, that I believe he made his Hall of Fame speech at the Hall of Fame. Because apparently Mr. Perfect saved Wade Boggs' life one time on a hunting trip. He, like, put him on his shoulders and, like, hopped the fence and stuff with Wade Boggs on his shoulders. They were that tight. But I'm saying, they said Wade Boggs drank 30, 40 beers. Like, it's nothing.
Now, let's say something was to go horribly wrong there, and he didn't get saved. Both families show up to the funeral?
I don't know how it went down.
Who stands up at the viewing? Both families?
Oh, yeah, Taki. And Zezel used to be in
That's
the
streets. That's what I'm saying. Those hockey guys were in the streets, man. Come
That's
on.
That's a good point. Joe Fortnite is producing it.
Yeah,
now.
They were doing their thing.
All right. And we're also
running. Everybody's running.
Everybody's running. But Zion, messy. He's got to tighten this up. This is messy.
See, the starting pitchers had it easy.
Oh, yeah.
They had 4 days off.
So you were always a little envious? Or?
That's throwing a little extra, little extra, little.
I'm just asking the question. It's been a wild day for me, Ricky. I don't know what's wrong. I'm sorry.
I thought that was funny.
Thank you.
That
people,
was probably the look, only funny thing you've ever said.
Stop it. You shut your mouth. Now, there's people who have reached out to me over the last 2 days asking if we seriously hate each other. So we're doing a good job at this.
And the answer to that is no. Come on, people.
Is? Oh, well, it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe after that comment.
Maybe it is.
This Sticks guy is the biggest jerk I've ever met. I'm telling you.
Kind of. And now the only bad part is we're going to have some face-to-face stuff tomorrow. But now, Ricky, you got to work tomorrow.
That's right. You were going to be
because the day's postponed. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow. You got to work now.
Lucky man.
Lucky bastard.
We'll postpone it to next week.
All right.
We'll postpone it to next week.
Uh-huh,
we're also playing. We're about to get back to the phones. We're playing 10-second song. You get a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company on Thursday, June 15th at Citizens Bank Park. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Plus, 4 different people today will get Fan Fest tickets. So we're doing pretty well so far. Let's get back at it and talk to Lou in Bethlehem talking about the Phillies. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Lou.
Hello, my good people. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good. All right. Good. You guys send my brain down a rabbit hole like no other group I can recall. Okay.
Is that good or bad?
That's great.
Okay.
Great. All right. First of all, you know as well as I do, I'm 55. We got away with stuff back in the day because there was no, it didn't appear on somebody's screen, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you see that on the screen, all of a sudden people get beer muscles, you know, for lack of a better term.
Yeah,
you see it in front of you, I think you're more susceptible to walk away and, you know, and let it rest. That's my theory. I don't know about you guys.
That's fair enough. But,
right? So, and thank goodness it wasn't around.
Yes.
Tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Secondly, to a point that you folks were talking about before, and I have consulted with a couple of 70-year-old uncles on this, if you wanted to score in the 70s, you did not play the Starland Vocal Band. You played Barry White, my friends.
Oh, wow. I mean,
hell yeah,
that would work better.
That would work better.
Thank you for. I was waiting for
listen. If you got game, though, I don't think it matters what's playing. You just do your thing.
Well, I mean, so you needed a lot of bear.
No. I was listen. I told you, I bat 1,000. I was good.
Yeah,
some one shot.
Require a song. Other people, maybe an album side. Right. So
yeah. Oh yeah, because sometimes you're gonna need to work it for a couple of songs. Yeah, this one song and bang. I hear what you're saying, Lou.
Thank you. I thought you would.
Yes.
Eagle Point.
Yes.
Nobody mentioned N'Kobe Dean and the alarmingly scarce playing time that he received last year. And I'm using that only because, you know, there were a lot of blowouts. And maybe, you know, if we were to talk about the linebacker position today, we'd say, all right, how much playing time did he get last year? We're asking a lot from him.
Not really, though, Lou. It's not that. It's not actually not that uncommon for a young rookie linebacker to not play a lot in year one and play a lot in year two. There's a lot of coverages. There's a lot of things you got to learn from college to pro. This isn't, and he's not a pass rusher. So, like, you could put guys on in pass downs and just say, go get the quarterback. He's not that guy. This actually isn't that rare. And he did play all the special teams as well.
He's got the green dot, right?
Yeah, he's starting. No, he's starting. Like, he's going to start. He's going to play a lot this year. You want to play our game?
Yes. Yes, I am a true deadhead. I saw Jerry when he was alive. I was blessed to do that, and I just came back from Jubilee in Ohio. Bring it on.
All right.
For the love.
No.
One more time, please. I'm not Googling. I'm not running software or nothing. Can you one more time, please?
All right.
Thanks.
I give up. Sorry.
Me and Mrs. Thanks, Jones. Love you.
That is correct.
That's
me
good.
And Mrs. Jones. Absolutely. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul.
I am floored by you today, Hunter. Floored.
He's the one-hit wonder guy.
Evidently.
Good
me and Mrs. Jones. And I thought Lou would get it because it was in the same vein as the Barry White that he
now,
mentioned.
I wasn't convinced.
Doesn't matter.
You got the win. I called you Kyle Schwarber. You won 1-0 so far today. It's great. A win is a win.
Today feels good.
I knew
good
I was hoping to call
you. You needed
him
a day like today.
I did.
That was excellent.
Guys put me down every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
here
are you
I
talking
am.
About?
I try not to.
You're the meanest guy on this show.
Am I?
Yeah, that's true. People think it's me. It's not.
It's really not me.
It's definitely not even close.
What if it was me? In all reality, it was me.
That being said, you're probably right, Jen.
It is off the air for sure. Turn that microphone on. It's all
she's
smile.
A tyrant.
She's nice to me off the air.
Michael in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Ty, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Jen, Brody, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I've been on hold for a minute. I was calling to talk about whether the game was going to be on because of the smoke or not. And then while I was on hold, you guys cleared that up for me. First-time caller, long-time listener, got me on the phone because of the dead tickets. I got to see him in the last two shows. I'd love to see him in Philadelphia, man. I really would. Kind of glad you skipped over me because I didn't know that last song either.
I would have had you, though.
He would have had you. That's why we put in the save mechanism. Because
Brody has been on fire, but how come Brody like dropped the ball when it comes to Snoop? Like he was a volunteer football coach, right? He just bought Death Row. That's the biggest thing he did in his entire career. He went back and bought Death Row. That's huge.
You're right. And yeah, could have even went into it. Doesn't his son play at USC or does he not?
Yep. Well, I know he coached him in football, so I'm sure he's probably playing somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, to be a volunteer coach when you got that kind of money, that's big.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. So
Ricky, Pat the Bat really got a pass on all his behavior.
Do you give him a pass?
Yeah. Well, have you heard anything about it in all these years?
But nobody cares.
No. What I'm saying, have you heard any woman come forward with anything negative to say about Pat Burrell after his reign of terror across this city for a decade?
No, not until I heard he was burled. I didn't even know that term.
Exactly.
Oh, you got to look it up on YouTube.
It's great. No. Pat was above board about it because he was being honest. That's why. We knew they knew why he was there. And that was
the problem.
Well, yep. And he was out there hitting home runs on and off the field.
Yeah, no doubt. The bat. Multiple meanings.
There you go. We got to get him on. Here is your song, Michael, for your chance to win the Dead & Company and FanFest tickets.
We can move on. I know the song.
Oh, Ricky, you're the man. What is it?
Take on Me. Uh-huh.
That is correct, Ricky Bob. Uh-huh. Take on Me.
I could get that in one note.
It's very impressive. Very impressive. All right, Brian, hold one moment. It's now time for us to find out what's brewing with Jen.
Okay, today we're going to... Whoa, that's loud.
That was loud.
Sorry about that. We're going to start in Cleveland today, where a spree of crimes seem to be targeting the Cleveland Browns players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you see about this? So police are investigating a possible crime spree against the Cleveland Browns. Running back Dimitri Felton had his car stolen this past Sunday. Cornerback Greg Newsom was carjacked at gunpoint recently, and a third player reportedly had his car and some jewelry stolen. Police are thinking that they are all related and that somebody is actually targeting the players on the team. So they're investigating that. Back in January, Deshaun Watson's truck was one of multiple cars stolen from a luxury lot. They're not sure if that particular incident is related as well, but they say that it's enough that they are investigating that somebody's actually targeting the players on the team, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, see, this it is scary. Now,
you know what's the scary part is that, like, they're being watched at all times.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And people know that they have more money than the normal human out there. You know, it's scary.
And that's why I always thought while Plaxico Burress was dumb, Plaxico Burress was not as dumb as was played out because he had that gun in those sweatpants because his teammate had got robbed at gunpoint from one of the team issued, like, they gave the book so you don't get a DUI. This is pre-Uber and everything. And Steve Smith, not the one that the Hall of Famer that was on the team, got robbed for his chain at gunpoint the week before.
Right.
So now he's going to host a club event, and then going to take the same, like, not that same driver, but he was afraid that someone tried to get him at gunpoint. That's why he had the gun, and then he shot himself.
Right.
Now, he shouldn't have had the gun in New York, register all that, but I'm saying, people were like, why does he have a gun? He
was That's why.
It was because his teammate got robbed at gunpoint the week before, and I would guarantee anybody on that Browns team that's holding is going to be carrying now because of this situation, because you try to protect yourself and your family.
I would.
I would, too. Yeah. You have to protect yourself. And, you know, maybe that's a good message for this, these criminals, you know, to get out there, to be like, don't mess with us, you know what I mean? Like, we have means to other things. Anyway, so the police are investigating that. Now we're going to go hop over to Ohio, where there was a record broken for the most people at a Cincinnati Reds game. Now, that's a normal thing. These records get broken all the time.
You attend this, you get more standing room, and that's how you get extra.
Yes, this one is a little different. The record was broken last Friday night, but it was not for the actual game. It was for the post-game concert.
Was it Shaq?
Was it Shaq? Because Shaq's coming to
CBP.
Man, people are hype about this Shaq thing.
So 44,073 people were on hand for the post-game concert by none other than the Zac Brown Band. They were there to raise money for ALS research. John Driscoll Hopkins of the band has ALS, so it was a pretty big deal, and they were there to raise money, so it was really cool. 44,073 people were there for the post-game. The number of people in attendance for their opening day game for the Cincinnati Reds beat that only by 10. So it was 44,063 people at opening day, 73 at the post-game concert.
Wow.
Just kind of funny. That
Would
it was...
this story have made it if it wasn't Zac Brown?
No.
Yeah, it was, I mean, a difference of 10 people between your opening day and a post-game concert.
That's already impressive.
That is pretty impressive. Now,
Jen,
you know one of the songs he did?
They were
sitting there.
Fry?
No, they were in there. We're singing about baseball, and they're singing do-do-do, and then the third voice, they just go, and the troops. And they go, whoa!
You are
and
so baseball, hung up on this.
And the troops. They just throw it in. Because they don't do it, like, in a logical way. Just support the troops. They just throw in. Let's talk about fried chicken.
It does not bother me at all.
And then also mix in the troops. And then back to eating chicken. Like, they're not slick. That's my issue with them. Other than that, Zac Brown Band's great.
I don't think the story makes it if it wasn't Zac Brown.
I don't believe you love Zac Brown Band.
I do love Zac Brown.
Yeah.
But I needed a sports story that had something interesting to it.
You love Zac Brown, or do you not? Or do you disrespect the band?
No, I don't disrespect the band.
Does he have a good band behind him?
His band behind him is incredible.
Do you really think that?
I really do think that, yeah.
No. What do you say?
The kid I went to...
Keep going. Uh-huh.
He's in the band.
Oh, yeah,
He is and remarkably talented, too.
So it was him, you, and then Jeff Saturday in homeroom.
Oh, God.
What a homeroom.
I did not go to school with Jeff Saturday. I thought I did. I did not.
Too many famous people. You know, they walk around going, you know, Jen Squirto from
Philadelphia. Yes, they do. They sang a song. They were like, we love Jen Squirto.
And the troops.
Whole lot of chicken fries.
Yeah.
They're so hung up on that.
Other than that, because the song would be fine, that part still doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense? Like, the troops are all American.
I understand, but
you know, a summer Friday, drinking beer and eating some chicken, it's all American.
It definitely doesn't bother me as much as it bothers Ty, but when he does have a point that it actually makes no sense to be in the song.
It's fine if you want to. I have no issues with people thanking the troops. I love the troops. It's not that.
I know that.
It would be, okay, imagine if Jay-Z was rapping about all the things he's done in his life and then just threw in the troops and then went back to, and then I married Beyonce.
I don't know. I see the connection more than you do, I guess.
Hold on.
The chicken fries?
So when you're at the MRI and you order buffalo wings and have Miller Lite.
They have great beer. Best wings.
While you're doing that, you're actively thinking of the troops. You're not.
No.
Right.
But the song is about more about Americana than what you're giving it credit for, I think.
Okay. Americana. All right. Fair enough.
Americana.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
610-632-0975. I hope they just one day do a song actually about the troops. Brian, you'll lead us off in the 5 o'clock hour. We have a lot to get to with direction of all of our sports franchises, as well as our question of the day here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. The Drive at 5 is fueled by VW of Springfield. Get insanely low prices. Go to VWPhilly.com. Got some notes as we start off the 5 o'clock hour. Word of the day direction. Talk about the direction of the Phillies. They'll see if they can go for the sweep tomorrow. Now, that's now postponed due to air quality. It's nuts out there from this Canadian wildfire. Apparently, they're about to get some rain maybe up there.
Another reason you need a roof.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, right.
Yeah, another roof.
On a ballpark.
Telling you, everyone should be a retractable dome. Then you wouldn't have to worry about this. You could filter the air inside. Can't filter the air outside. It's impossible. So, another reason.
If you're driving around, a little tidbit, you can change your air if your air conditioner is on. Instead of filtering the air into your car, you know the little button.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
To filter your air inside your car.
I hear you. I'm not doing that.
Probably already got bad air in it
for different reasons. But I hear you. Okay. Other people should do it. I can't because I just can't.
Okay.
It's really because the way Jay introduced it to me before the show. I have to go again.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the Iron Sheik, if you're a wrestling fan, he passed away. Or if you're following him on social media, he passed away. And then there was this former NFL player named Travis Rudolph, who had been accused of murder. He was found not guilty today. It was all over court TV and stuff like that. The issue with the case was, initially it was a woman claiming domestic violence, and then family members go to help, come to her aid, and a person passed away in the process. Unfortunately, the trial revealed that she actually was already married, did not tell Travis Rudolph that she was a married woman. And on the stand said he never asked. That's what she said on the stand. And there's on the Ring camera video, her, like they're walking in the house. Him, he says, like literally says something politely like, I would prefer if you left. And she just starts hooking off on him. Just starts punching him. Then she calls people to come to his house with guns. And when he shot back, someone passed away. And that's why he was found not guilty.
Oh, you said not guilty.
What, no, he was found not guilty.
All fair, I thought you said guilty.
No, he was found not guilty.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Because it turns out it truly was self-defense, and he wasn't even the aggressor with the domestic violence. She started throwing punches at him while married and didn't tell him. And neighbors even testified of telling him, I don't like that girl. But in more harsh words.
What is wrong with it? And it turns out
the prosecution even couldn't really figure out from the lead detective why exactly he was charged. So yeah, I know a lot of people are following through the court, like TV type of situations. And wow, so he wasn't the aggressor in either case, yet he was charged with four counts, was found not guilty on all four counts. So wild thing. And then we've been talking about the direction of the Phillies, direction of the Flyers, which we like. And then also this LIV Golf thing, if you care about the major four sports, because it's already happening in soccer, this should concern you because now they'll have the ability to do whatever they want and they can completely disregard you. And even if you don't watch the game that you love because it's on Tuesday at 9 a.m., they can just say, so what? And legit mean it. And they don't care if they get a single sponsor. They don't need Disney money. They don't need beer money. Like, imagine an NFL game where you see no beer commercials.
So odd.
That would be weird.
Well, they'll be able to do it. They were doing LIV with no commercials.
The problem is I see it coming. This is absolutely going to happen. And how it's going to change the sports world. How it's going to change everything that we do in consuming sports, it's going to be nuts. And it's right around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it.
Might be 3 to 5 years. Might be less. Like, as soon as they get... As soon as this, when people with unlimited money get one team, what? Okay, so now my buddy, because remember, you don't know how you know how they check in America, like, okay, this money came from this, that, and the other thing. When you're paying straight cash like this, they don't check. So, oh, yeah, this is my cousin. It's the same fund. Okay, now you buy the Eagles. Jeff Lurie has a price. Everyone does. Okay, then you come in, you buy the Cowboys. Even Jerry Jones has a price.
And once you take over enough, then you own the league.
You own the league because the commissioner answers to the owners. So once you get a majority of the owners, you've won.
And if you think we're blowing this out of proportion, what if I told you 20 years ago that Saudi Arabia is going to have all this cash and then they're going to take away all these golfers? You'd say that I'm nuts and I'm living in la-la land. Yet here we are. It's absolutely going to bleed into the sports that we care about a little more than golf. And I'm curious how we're going to react to it or how we're going to consume it, because it will change the whole entire landscape of the sports world.
And I thought the PGA golfers were strong.
Me too.
They were winning.
They're not, though.
But
No. I know what you're saying. I'm talking about, like, they were strong players. I'm not talking about the ownership of the PGA or the leaders of the PGA. I'm talking about the players. I thought they actually had a stronger say in what the PGA does. They have no say.
No say. And at the end of the day, the only one, baseball players have say, basketball players have say. Football players have no say.
Same with hockey.
The NFL would probably be the least attractive to them right now because it's not international, but it'd be the easiest one to take over because all they do with the players, oh, you don't like this deal? How about we give you, everybody gets a $1 million bump in salary, the whole league.
Oh, you're not guaranteed? Oh, here we go. I got something for you. Guaranteed contracts.
And I don't even think they'd have to go that far. With any player on the fringe, which is the majority, because remember, you got 22 starters. So the other 30 guys are in and out of the league. They go, all of you guys, the whole league, you get $1 million extra to every day you play, every year at the start of the season. They would sign for that in a moment, an extra $1 million. Now, Jalen Hurts wouldn't need $1 million. Tell that to Covey to turn down an extra $1 million for week one. He's voting yes. You wouldn't even have to make them guaranteed.
And you wouldn't run into the problem that Liv did, which is no one was watching, even though they don't even look at that as a problem because they were just doing their own thing. But
right.
We're so insanely involved in everything football that we're tuning in. So they're going to get the numbers. It's a dangerous game right now. It's wild.
And now, you like, certain things, they put certain guardrails on solely because the fans care. Like, they have to at least fake they care about concussions because fans decided they cared about concussions. They no longer have to care about concussions if they don't need your money. And they soon will not need any of our money.
You thought the Tua thing was scary?
If there's no public opinion to have to worry about because you're going to do whatever you want anyway, then you don't have to worry about anybody's concussions. Because the money's going to roll in anyway because they don't care.
What's after sports? Because it's not going to stop at sports. Is it our whole world?
I mean, it could. It could be. It could be.
Yeah, there's bigger businesses than just sports, even though it's up there. But where does it go after that?
Especially if you don't, if you care nothing about profit.
We go in Google, Amazon, like, you know what I mean? Apple, like, does it just keep going and going and going?
Can't buy Apple. Even if they don't have enough money for Apple.
No.
But they could get Facebook or Meta. They can get them. They might be able to get Google.
I don't like that they could just do whatever they want. That's just kind of annoying.
Well.
Especially with sports, because we love our sports.
We do. Well, back to the foes. Brian and Delco, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, how you doing, Jen, Ty, Ricky, Hunter?
What's up?
What's going on?
A couple of things. I want to touch on the Eagles and the Sixers real quick. But first, just wanted to check in with Hunter. You still mad at Jerry?
Yeah, I am pissed at Jerry.
Right. Speaking upon that, you don't know the chronic, that's sort of half a violation. I'll give you that. You probably get a C-.
All right, C-. Listen, I've been getting D's and F's, so we are improving, which does make me happy.
But the major violation I have is with the man bun with the snapback.
What's wrong with that?
Come on, man.
What's wrong with that? I do it every day.
My wife does that.
What, wears a hat?
And then puts the ponytail through the little thing in the hat. Yeah.
The hoop.
All right, well, there's women who wear buns. I got no problem with that. I knew that before I put my hairstyle in.
I hear you, man. I'm just
bluffing. I know you are. I know.
Just want to touch, get your inside scoop on the Eagles and their linebackers and safety. If you had to choose one, you know, getting a free agent, would you get a safety like Buda Baker or go after a linebacker like Khalil Mack? Because, you know, they're kind of short on, well, you could say the safety.
Well, they're not short on pass rushers. Khalil Mack's a pass rusher.
Yeah.
He's not a regular linebacker. So in that particular case you laid out, it would be the safety because that's a bigger need. Although, how he's going to do neither.
You don't think so?
I know, because he can't afford it.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't invest in safety like that, but they have a, like, you could always use an extra pass rusher, but there's no way Howie has enough money with the playing Reddick and everyone else and also play a guy like Khalil Mack as another pass rusher. Nah, that's not in the cards. If you want to play our game?
Unless you trade Barnett.
What? Barnett's a free agent. You want to play the game, Brian?
Yeah, I want to play the game, but real quick. Sixers.
Now you're going to run out of time, Brian. That's what I'm saying. If you don't play the game, you got to go. It's one or the other. We'll run out of
let's
time.
Let's go. Hit the game. Hit the game.
All right.
I don't know this.
We
name.
Don't have to take our clothes off.
Jermaine
that is correct.
Stewart.
There you go. Jermaine Stewart, we don't have to take our clothes off. Seems like the clock struck midnight on you a little early there, Hunter.
Last yes.
You.
Yes.
Your Cinderella.
A couple since me and Mrs. Jones, you've been lost.
A little
let me
bit.
See. Oh, I think you're going to get back in a bit.
Okay.
You've had such a good day, though.
I have had
such a good day. Well,
I'm
you
so
got to finish strong, though.
I know.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can't just dismiss the 5 o'clock hour, Jim.
No, I agree.
On the other side, you'll be back to the foes. And also, we'll talk to Pat, John, and we'll get to the question of the day as well, which is a doozy. On 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Word of the day, direction. Got a little news from the NBA.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Chris Haynes. Chris Paul's going to be waived by the Suns. It's going to cut him, making him a top free agent. I don't know how much he has left in the tank as far as being the start guy.
No, but do you think he's got intrigue playing with Joel Embiid if James Harden walks?
Yeah, and then how about him as the backup point guard?
With Maxey running the floor?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If now, he's willing to take a lesser role.
Would Nick Nurse do that?
Yes.
Or do you think Nick Nurse would have them playing together?
Well, I mean, I think that you'd have to go other routes. Your point guard's going to be Embiid if Harden walks.
Yeah, he'd be more of your general.
Yeah, but yep. I'm saying, well, now in those bench units, Chris Paul, you got to limit his minutes. You know, you're talking about 20 minutes a game.
Yeah, he played 32 last year. He's too old for that.
You got to put that down to 25.
Yes.
Well, if you put that at 25, you'll get a good 25 and everybody will be organized. I tell you what, you're going to get a good shot. Unlike late in that game 6, you would get a good shot with Chris Paul in the game late in the game.
Here's the thing.
But you can't overextend him physically because how much does he have left in his body?
Correct. But would there be a team, because the name is Chris Paul, that would be willing to give him those minutes that he chooses instead?
Not a winning team.
I don't know.
It can't just be a team. Like, yes, there's a team that can win a title. Boston's not going to do it.
How about LeBron and the Lakers? And he says, yo, come over here.
If he's back, you're assuming he's back with the Lakers.
That's correct.
If he goes to Dallas, for example, no, because the ball between LeBron, Luka, and Kyrie, there is no spot for, like, which good team? Jokic and Murray have the ball in Denver. There's actually not that many spots that can win, because he's not going to go to a bad team.
No, he just wants to win a championship.
Yeah, so the Sixers have the most natural slot amongst the contending teams. Yeah.
I bet you it's at the top of his list.
Yeah. I would have to imagine so. I mean, Boston doesn't. Who's Derek White? Like, who's their real floor general? Because it's not Marcus
Smart. Well, it goes through
Tatum. But can you get a point guard in there? Would that intrigue him? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think so, because Smart plays 30-some minutes, 40 minutes from Tatum. I don't think so.
I'm intrigued by it. Look, if the options are James Harden leaves and then from there you got to scramble a bit, this is not a bad thing
out
there.
I want Chris Paul even if Harden's back.
Well, now we're talking.
I need a back. And I think this spot fits amongst the contenders the best.
I didn't even think about that. Both would be.
Now you got real floor generals out there.
Yeah, that's
now different. You got real floor generals for all 48 minutes per game. You got a real point guard to run an offense the whole time.
And if Harden is torn, right? That's the quote that's being thrown around. He's torn.
They played together before.
Yeah, Chris Paul's like, yo, dude, come on.
And by the way, 32 minutes, almost nine assists a game.
I'm saying still.
That's impressive.
You're going to get good shots with him on the floor. You just got to make sure you're very careful with his minutes. And you got to load manage him. He's not playing. He's playing 60 games for me. By design.
He played 59 last year, so you're right.
He's playing 60 games for me. We're going to map out the 22 games that you will have off, Chris Paul. And in the postseason, I just need you to run the offense in crunch time, run a pick and roll, get Maxi involved in certain spots, get us a good shot.
Can it work with Cap?
Well, he's free. He can sign for the minimum. Phoenix has to pay him. So there's not really Cap. He can sign for the minimum. Yeah, it works the minimum. Yeah. Phoenix still got to pay him. Whatever Phoenix, they waived him. That means they owe him money and they're just going to pay him to not be around.
I'm just wondering, once again, just because the name Chris Paul does pop, what are other teams willing to spend and what role are they willing to give him? But I'm with you. I think that he wants to win because he's clearly all over the place. He's getting mocked for not winning and he's talking about how his daughter's getting made fun of in school and that's been going viral today. He's got winning on the mind to shut everybody up. So I think he values that.
What I'm saying is any money he makes would be an offset. Here it is, 30.8 million. So anything that you pay him is an offset from the 30.8
million.
So if you give him 20 million, he gets 10 from then and 30, and it's a partial guarantee. So I think half of it. So he's getting 15.8 regardless. No matter what, I just looked it up. He's getting 15.8 from them to not play now. So anything you do is above and beyond the 15.8 that he's guaranteed to get at the age of 38.
You think it's a smart move by Phoenix?
No, I never think it's smart. But if you kept him on a roster, you have to pay him 30.8.
Yeah.
So they saved half the money.
I can't imagine him hurting you, though. Like, I just don't think with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, having Chris Paul on your team, I don't think it hurts you. But look, I mean, I'm not in the trenches with them every single day on a day-to-day basis. Maybe we're falling in love with just the name. At this point in his career, he's almost 38 years old. So it's not the same spunky Chris Paul that we've seen in his prime.
And he could re-sign with the Suns for less money. Thanks to young Austin pointed that out.
Okay.
All right, that's a little news there. Let's get to our question of the day. 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705. Jen?
Will the Flyers process be more successful than the Sixers process?
Ooh.
Do we have to call it a process?
Well, that's what it is.
I hate that word.
Do you hate it because that's what the Sixers use?
Yes.
Well, the point is, which rebuild is going to be more successful?
There you go. That's
rebuild. Bad. You like rebuild better?
I prefer process.
I like process, too.
Yeah, because that's what they're doing. And Flyers fans used to hate the process.
Process reminds me of hell.
Well, that's what on the ice, it's about to be hell. If they trade Carter Hart, watching the games is going to be brutal.
So what do you think, Ricky? Is it going to be better than the Sixers rebuild?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
I do. I think they got the right pieces in there. I like Jonesy, and I like Danny Briere. I think I like what he did in his first move, and he's trying to tell everybody, hey, we're going to get plenty of capital, and we're going to build on that, and then we're going to get some players in the draft. Cutter Gauthier, right? Am I right, Hunter?
Well, that doesn't really count.
Oh, he'll be there.
No, but it doesn't count. Oh, that was already acquired.
So he still knows what he has in that sense.
Yeah. No. The point of it is the moves he's going
to
make.
We still have to
He has to get an Embiid.
Drafts.
Are they going to draft an Embiid?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to get an MVP of a league.
No. I'm talking about along
the process journey.
Yeah, you have to get a super-duper-duper star that could be the MVP of the league.
See, my answer is going to be no. I don't think the Flyers – how's the question worded again exactly?
Will the Flyers process be more successful than the Sixers process?
If they win a cup, they're more successful.
Yeah.
If they get past the second round, they're more successful.
Exactly. They can get an MVP along the line somewhere, but can they – win more than the Sixers did.
Joel Embiid, I don't know. This is a
big thing.
Very difficult question.
Well, you can answer it 610-771-9705. Gauthier would actually be outside of the process. That was actually a Chuck Fletcher move.
It was.
I guess you're right. Yeah, but he knows what he has is what I meant. He knows he's already got one in the bucket.
But that doesn't really count in the process.
Maybe two, because Tyson Forster could play too.
Well, we'll see. But then we look back, perhaps he's like Ed Wade.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, man, you guys talk bad about Chuck Fletcher. Meanwhile, look at all of his guys carrying the Flyers.
No. I can add more to this if you really want me to. It gets ugly.
Well, Carter Hart's also with that's Hextall's guy.
Carter Hart.
Yeah. Pat in Gloucester Township as we go back to the phones. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good.
Except for I had tickets to the Phillies game tonight, and I'm not going. And originally I was calling to try to get some insight from Ricky or any of you guys on how they make these calls, because
MLB did it. Had nothing to do with the Phillies.
MLB made it.
Okay. But the conditions here are the exact same as they were at 12. So
the conditions are going to, I was looking at a air quality thing. The conditions are going to be horrible by 8 o'clock tonight.
And it was much better. And I see you're in Gloucester Township. It was better at my house, which is not far from Gloucester, at 12 o'clock today than it was here too. I think Philly is a little bit worse.
I live north of the city. My wife sent me a picture from hours ago. It's wild how dark it was.
I'll just say that before today, I would have told you that I am all for outdoor stadiums for sports that are meant to be played outdoors, but they build new stadiums in the city. I want them inside, man. They got to be inside.
I hear what you're saying, but you're saying because you don't get to go to one Phillies game, that's the reason, like, this changed your whole mind about it, not the million of rain delays and lightning delays, just because you don't get to go to one Wednesday game, now you've changed your whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much, because this is a carrot in the middle of my week, man. It's what gets me through to Friday.
Pat, how many games have you been to ahead of rain delay or anything?
A handful, but I don't.
None of those.
They're not from here anyway. Why wouldn't they go back over there and make $100 million a year?
Listen, well, there's no reason not to, John. Here's your song for your chance to win both the Dead & Company and Fan Fest tickets.
Everybody Dance Now?
That's one of them. It's both Everybody Dance Now and Gonna Make You Sweat were both acceptable. Both were acceptable. CNC Music Factory. Martha Wash actually sang the song, not the attractive, thin black woman that was in the video, and she sued and won.
As she should.
Yeah, they tried to act like it wasn't her. So now, imagine you're trying to make a living as a singer, and you sing this big song, and they don't give you any credit for it.
That's terrible.
So now how can you market yourself to do shows and stuff if you're not on the credits for the song that was a number one hit?
What year did that come out?
I don't know. Was it late 80s, early 90s? Yeah, what year was that song?
It came out in, let's see here, 1990.
There it is. Yeah.
1990.
Yeah, so now she's able to tour. And she actually sang another song. And then the same thing happened with LL Cool J's Lounging song, where they didn't give the girl credit, had a different girl in the video, and then didn't put her in the credits.
I remember you telling me about that one.
Yeah, and she ended up suing as well. So, yeah, they tried to, block her out because she was a heavyset woman.
Yes, that's the one I remember.
Yeah, because
I remember
you. No, Martha Wash was, too. She sang other songs. But then it's like, I got the number one song on the radio, and I'm not even showing up on the CD credit. Not on the radio credit. And then there's a woman turning her back to the stage and lip-syncing my parts and getting the credit.
It's literally the first comment here that's pinned on the whole video on how it's ridiculous that they didn't get the proper credit that she deserved. And people are obviously going back and forth on the huge debate.
Well, there was no debate. She won.
She sure got the credit after she sued them.
Yeah,
that's the first response.
No, she got the credit eventually.
Yeah. She deserves it.
But could you imagine having that?
No.
Like, you're sitting in your car. You hear your own voice on the radio, you're number one in the country. And then you go to check the CD and you're not even on it. No royalties. And you wrote that part.
It's terrible.
Wrote that part. You didn't write the rap part, but you wrote that part.
Someone says how amazing it is that it's literally timeless. Like, you could play this song probably in 30 years and everybody wants to do the same thing.
If they play it in stadiums, it still rocks.
Oh,
people
still
get up when they play it in stadiums.
Damn. Now, how do you bound, we're doing one-hit wonders, obviously, but, let's say that's your thing, right? You make that tune, you make that track, and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
How do you follow that up?
Didn't they follow it up with something that was slightly a hit? It wasn't like that.
They had
another
songs.
Yeah, they had another semi-hit.
And then there used to be, I remember I used to have to sneak and watch it. It was something like Red Shoe Diaries or something like that back in the day.
Was that HBO?
Or Showtime, one or the other. The main rapper, was in one of those episodes doing the nasty with somebody.
It was nasty.
Well, it was like that kind of show. All right, we have reached the competition phase of the program. Ricky, are you ready?
Yeah.
Jen, are you ready?
I think so.
Hunter, are you ready?
Who knows?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 songs, including the hardest one of them all, remaining on the list. The rules are simple. We start playing the song, and the first person that knows it just yells it out, and they will get the point. These are all one-hit wonders, and I can say that everyone knows the songs, but again, one of them is particularly difficult, despite the fact that these are songs that everyone knows. Jen, please begin.
Tainted Love.
That is correct, Jen. Tainted Love. All right. Continue.
Somebody's Watching Me.
That is correct. Ricky Bell.
From the Rockwell. Geico commercial.
It is on the Geico commercial. Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me. Michael Jackson jumped on the track against Barry Gordy's will because he liked it that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he wasn't going to do it.
Tidbit of information.
Well, that was from like a VH1 pop-up video.
Well, I didn't know about it. So
pop-up video.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Groove is in the Heart.
That is correct.
Oh, shit. Took a minute.
D-Light, Groove is in the Heart. Hmm. All right. Continue.
No idea.
No clue.
Do it.
That was The Hustle by Van McCoy. Do The Hustle.
It deserves a womp womp.
I took a shot at
that
it.
That was pretty bad.
That was not the most difficult one. That is
great.
Not.
No,
it wasn't.
Great.
Did it say do it there?
Do The Hustle.
Yeah.
We didn't get Rapper's Delight earlier.
I thought that started do.
That eventually.
It gets there.
It gets there. That's not the first 10 seconds. All right. Continue.
Macarena.
I think Ricky was first there. I
agree.
I think Ricky was first there.
That's right, and that pisses me off.
All right. This one is difficult.
But not the most difficult?
It may be the most difficult, actually.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Oh, my God, I know it.
Loving You.
Yes, that is correct. Hunter.
Good job,
Minnie
Hunter.
Riperton, Loving You. By Rudolph's Mother.
That was a good one, Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
Uh-huh.
There's one other one that's tough. Maybe not as tough as that one. All right. This person's from Philadelphia.
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
I think Ricky was first. Yeah.
Is it? It's not O Mickey?
Tony
it's
Basil.
It's
Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Neither one of you said hey. Right?
Hey, Mickey.
It's hey, Mickey. That was Tony Basil.
I think that shouldn't count.
Why? Because he just said Mickey and Jen just said Mickey.
Oh, I said oh, Mickey. Oh,
it's hey, wrong. Mickey.
Oh, it's hey, Mickey. So what so did you say, Ricky?
And he said just Mickey.
Oh, so he didn't get the name
Jordan
of the song.
Jordan can decide. Does that one go
by
out
the way,
to...
you're absolutely both wrong. I just looked it up.
What
it's
is
Tony
it?
Basil Mickey.
It is just
what?
Mickey.
I have Hey Mickey.
Fuck on it, Hunter.
I have Hey Mickey officially from her
Show
YouTube.
Me.
That is not. I'm looking at it right now.
All right, you can have it.
I disagree with
that. I think well, Jen agrees.
I don't care.
All right,
I don't either.
Actually,
I don't care.
I do.
Come on.
What is love?
That is correct by Hunter.
So how about that?
About
Ricky
that.
With
that
three. No, he was first. Ricky with three. Jen with two. Hunter with two. Four left. Let's go. Next.
Nothing compares to you.
That is correct by Ricky.
Oh man.
Written by Prince. Two left. Anybody can still win.
Slid that in there.
That was Ricky Bone.
Damn it. Damn it is right, Jed. Damn it.
Damn it.
And winner, chicken dinner.
You suck.
Go on, I'll let you two fight it out for this one.
Oh, is this the impossible one?
So, no. The impossible one was, I thought, nothing compared to you. I didn't think he was going to get it. All right. So, Ricky, you're out. You won. Now it's for second place. They're tied. Of Jen and Hunter. Here we go.
You're unbelievable.
You're not allowed to guess,
Ricky. Right. Sorry, my bad.
This guy sucks.
What is wrong with you, Ricky? I just said, you're not in.
I had to stick it to him.
We have to figure out who's second and third.
Man.
It just had
unbelievable
to
was the
neither
right
one
answer.
Of them knew it.
That's not true.
I would have gotten it, right?
I needed a little bit more time.
I don't
he
believe
said
that.
It right off the bat.
I don't believe that, but I would have gotten that one.
Okay.
Ricky.
All right, I'm sitting back.
So the final score.
The guy ruins everything.
The final score, Ricky with 6. And then tied Jed and Hunter both with 2.
His little giggle over there.
I only had 2 right today? Oh, that was just the lightning round.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Everybody did well during the main. We got a ton of qualifiers today.
That's good.
Got a ton of qualifiers today. All right? Goodness.
Man, I'll tell you what. The adrenaline rolls when that happens.
I had to stand up.
Yeah.
Every time I have to stand up for this.
And Joe Fordyce is right. Rockwell is Barry Gordy's nephew. I think that was part of his resistance with the song.
Joe Fordyce jumping in.
Yeah, jumping in. He did get the hustle correct, by the way. He did get that one.
That was a tough one.
That was the one he got. All right. Let's get to the question of the day.
This is the question of the day. Let's go to the answering machine.
610-771-9705 is the number for future reference. Let's see about the Flyers' process.
It depends. If you're talking short-term success, then the Sixers will be more successful. But in the long term, I think the Flyers could very well be more successful.
All right.
Nothing the Flyers do will be better. They haven't won since 1975.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
That's it, Sam.
Well, listen, thanks to Joe Fordyce, thanks to Dylan, thanks to all the people out there. We appreciate you. Up next on the radio side, Devon Givens. Up next on the TV side, Birds Huddle. Remember, no Phillies game. They're back tomorrow, and we will also be back tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.